You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of the game will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Out of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start now. Listen to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our cup today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Out of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Softball. Our coverage of today will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Baseball. It's time now for DCA Imaging System pregame show.
It's DCA Imaging System's pregame show, UPMC Park, getting set for game one of a six-game series between the Wolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. Matt Sabat is with you from Erie, Pennsylvania. Now look, every game season is important. Every series of the season is important. But in terms of what remains this season, in terms of the current standings, and in terms of what this series have in effect of the season standings, this is perhaps important, at the very least, the most full series on and their future in 2002, as the Bay Sox and the Erie Wolves come in tied for first place in the Southwest Division's second half. But the Bay Sox will have to climb perhaps a bit of a hill in this series. Games played between Bowie and Erie already this season, the Bay Sox won 4, while Erie has won 8. And not only that, Bowie has lost two of their biggest bats in the lineup, Joey Ortiz and Claire, both promoted to Triple Hook following the 12-game homestand for the Bay Sox. And it was a fun homestand. Bowie split their six-game series with Somerset at 3 games apiece. They were 2 outs away from splitting the six-game series with Altoona. They had a lead into the 8th inning, but lost that lead and were down to their final 2 outs, trailing 4-3 into the 9th inning. Colton Cowell ended his Bay Sox tenure in the most spectacular way possible. A walk-off 2-run home run over the wall to give Bowie the 5 win. It was the Bay Sox first walk-off home since 2019. The last time Kowser will swing in a Bowie uniform as he's been promoted up to Norfolk. Only 49 games play for Kowser before getting the call up. And
The numbers, they tell you he kind of deserves it. It is going to be a tough loss for Bowie to fill that gap, and they won't have too much time to do it. Again, a critical six-game series today. Let's set you up for the series and today with the numbers. As Bowie comes in for number 121 on the season, been a 60-60 record on the year, a one-game winning streak. Sox are 7-3 over their last 10 and 32 when playing on the road. Edie is also coming in for game number 121 of the year. They're 72-40. That is the best overall record in the Southwest Division this year. They're on a three-game, but Erie is only 5-5 of 10. They are 36-20 when playing at home. In the second half, Bowie and Erie have identical 3-18 records. They're tied for first in Southwest Division. The team behind them, Akron, who's in third place, is four games out of first. Start a six-game series with Altoona that we'll also keep an eye on. I'm sure that Altoona can maybe pick up some wins and knock at least one participant out of this tight playoff race. Starting pitching matchup for today's game, Sawyer Gibson Long go for a while. Brennan Hanafy go Sox. Gibson Long is making a strong first impression in the Tigers organization. Acquired from Minnesota just ahead of the in exchange for Michael Fulmer. He actually spent a little bit of time earlier as teammates with Bowie pitcher Cade Palmer, who were in High A Cedar Rapids. Now, Gibson Long's lone hiccup with the Seahawks loss to Akron that saw him allow 9 and 5 runs over just 3 innings. And from what I've gathered, a lot of those were just slap hits. Batters stick that out into the zone and making almost incidental contact, just finding gaps and collecting hits, eventually RBI as well. But away from that hiccup, his other three starts surrounding the Akron loss, Gibson Long has combined for 17 innings, allowing only 3 runs, 3 walks, and striking out 16 batters. So it's more of that contact stuff. But again, he is a contact pitcher in terms of the overall hits that he's allowed and the fact that he has more than one strikeout per inning season. Bowie might be able to do something with that. Well, Brennan Hanafy goes for the Sox today. He's only allowed 3 earned runs in his last 4/3 innings, and he's on a 2-game winning streak, a streak of 3 consecutive starts that him throw at least 4 2/3 innings, back-to-back starts of 5 innings. Contact work has been some of the best in the business Bay Sox this year. While he has only struck out 9 batters over his 13 2/3, he's only walked while only allowing 10 hits. So he's not really allowing too much runners into scoring position. They follow the trend there. And so he's really just been getting tagged by home run here and there. Allowed a solo home run in his last start against Tuna. That was the only run allowed. He had an individual run in the first and then another home run in the fourth inning based off against Somerset on the last end as well, but both of those were big wins. Were backed up by some good offense as well in the last two starts for Hanafy. Compiled 17 total runs. So they'll need to do that again. Not need to do it, but it would just be not get it. And Hanafy can continue to pitch in for those easy little ground balls and give Bowie a good jump start to this sixth set. We've got a lot coming your way here on the CA Imaging Systems pregame show as we decide now. When we return, it's our weekly skipper. Kyle Moore is our guest next in Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprained stitches, sore throats, discs, and pulled muscles to poisvy, care is around the corner. Action first. Walk in to see a doc from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most your insurance plans are accepted. Clean illnesses and injuries. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, as the baseball winds down, that means we've got to get for football. Friday, September, it's the Bay Sox football off night at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for college season and the pro season, Bay Sox will be giving away a special Adley bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bet for the first 750 fans ages teen and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September. Your tickets at BaySox.com.
Everyone, Kyle, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help these fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile always wanted with our flexible payment options. Two of the country's leading orthodontists here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bayhams smile with confidence. So get that smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.today and book your free consult. That's dsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider, Bowie Bay Sox.
We're getting back to work here on the DCA Imaging's pregame show, getting ready for a pretty darn important between Bowie and Erie. Teams tied for first in the Southwest Division with 18 games to play here in the regular season. Sitting down for our weekly chat with the skipper, Kyle, and we have got plenty to discuss, of course, following that long 12-game home against Somerset and Altoona. Down the wire, but it turned out to be a big series win against Altoona at the very final takeaways.
What an exciting way to finish a series on a walk-off homer, a two-run homer. When you're down by one, it really doesn't get better than that in baseball. Really happy with how we played for the most part. Pitched really well, been well for a while now. That continued. And then our offense had a couple of big days. Somerset was a challenge. You know, we split with them, ended up taking the series from Altoona. So really pleased with the homestand. Got a little bit of a different team. Obviously, had some promotions. Lost Joey Ortiz, shortstop. We lost Calzer in center field. So there's no replacing players. It provides some opportunity for guys in there that, you know, need to get it going.
And we've talked about ad nauseum this season, and you'd been singing his praises from before he had broken out for what was incredible second half and deserving of the motion. So we maybe don't need to delve too much more, but we can definitely talk a little about Kowser because it was a pretty short-lived tenure at AA. So what were kind of your overall thoughts when you played that move?
Well, I was sad to see him go just because he's one of our better players and such a talent both offensively from the center field standpoint. I mean, the guy can just lock down center field range. So obviously upset that you have him in your lineup, but also really, really thankful and proud that we got to coach him and that he's going to move up so fast because he played really well here. I mean, he actually offensively was much better here than he was at Aberdeen. So didn't surprise me or shock me because players need a challenge. They really need someone to challenge them and they're super talented. Really enjoyed coaching Colton on this. Really enjoyed coaching him on defense, like the small things, getting signs and when to go and when not to go, what to look for. And I think that's probably part of his game that grew the most because, to be honest, the guy can just flat out hit. I mean, he's an incredible hitter. Tools in the outfield. So you're not really coaching the big things with Colt, but it was really nice in all the little details. And just proud of him for, quite frankly, dominating the league. I mean, there's a name to be compared with his. If you look at their numbers in Double A, about the exact same number of at-bats, and their numbers are arguably as good as each other's. You could pick whichever number you can say, well, this guy's better, that guy's better, but they both dominated the level. That's what you want out of your top prospect.
And then one of the corresponding moves to the roster is to replace Joey Ortiz outside of things. Darryl Hernandez is brought up to Aberdeen. A lot of good content, a lot of great speed from him. What's your out?
Yeah, no, he's a super versatile player, all three infield positions, but he's really more of a stop, so that's going to replace, you know, Joey's spot on defense, and probably has some of those in our organization, so I'm really looking forward to him play defense and sort of seeing what he's all about. I think he's still a really good player, even though he's had good experience, because, you know, Marva, then we started him back in Del Mar, then he got a promotion, much deserved, to Aberdeen, and he played really well at Aberdeen. So you would hope that a player like that comes up and feels like he belongs right away, because it took him a while to get here, even though he's really young and 21 years old. So there's a lot to like about him. Super young, interesting, got some experience, like really fast, best hands in the org, some people have said, some infield guys have said. So I just want to see it. I want to see it out.
As we preview this with Erie, of course, chatting with skipper Kyle Moore, Erie recently up a little bit, and they're starting to expand rotation. And I would kind of brought up your thoughts on a Sunday starter and how that's pretty negatively impactful in a lot of ways, to which is on both ends, of course. But do you think it might be the potential future in the most going to six-man rotations?
Yeah, no, I could definitely see it if we stay on games on and one day off scenario because – just that, number one, the length of season, and all these guys have these inning limitations, overuse their starters, so there's got to be, and I think that also brings up the value of a swing man or maybe a guy that can make a spot. But I do think that the guy whoever starts on and also starts on Tuesday is at such an advantage that I think you could see that across the league. The only tough part is that six guys that you could start. You got to have a lot of starters to do that. But I think it's worth trying because that afternoon game on Sunday after a Tuesday on a five-day rotation is a giant challenge.
Talking to starter that's anticipated to toss Tuesday, Sunday, Brenneffy, he's on a pretty right now, back-to-back wins, he's self out, and he's really getting best week contact from pitcher on staff. What do you anticipate today?
Yeah, just more of the same for Haney. Haney's an older guy who went through had a surgery that he's grabbed and worked his tail off to get back to him, so I think he deserved to be here, and also is very and very serious about what he's going to do. You love that about him. You love the guys and how he prepares, and he attacks you with a sinker and a kind of mirror opposites of each other. One's right, one's going left, and the hitters never really know which way it's going. And I think that's why he's had just hope that when his velocity good, when he goes out there tonight, we'll see more of that, more of the same, just more of that good movement in both.
Do you plan to a little more of Kobe Mayo at third coming weeks?
Yeah, for sure. He's going to play first tonight. He's going to play third. He's DH. Just another super young player, and you know, we see him in a lot of different looks and try to just make his versatility. And really hope that he swings the bat as well as he did last series, because I thought he kind of turned a corner last series and started to get used to the pitching. So I hope that that's the kind of hope he swings the bat well.
Was the thing that maybe led to that corner turn, or just finally getting enough at bats to see it a little bit better?
I think it has to do with like managing his body, right? He's only 20 years old. He's in AA. I don't think he quite understands what it takes to play 100 plus games. He's starting to learn that really fast. I can't go out and take 150 swings in the cage. I gotta take swings. I gotta take what I need and take instead of just taking a whole bunch of swings. And I think that's the big you're seeing now. He's getting a really good swing because he's got really efficient price plans and things that we've put in place for him. Great job by taking it in there, coming up to work, coming up every day. I hope he continues to grow and learn in that aspect.
And then, as we always wrap, you got to go home to Sarasota City for the off day, and then up here to Erie. How was that off day? Get down to do?
Oh, it was just beautiful. I got in late and ended up spending the whole my girls and spending some time with my wife also. So, you know, when you do this business and weeks left and you don't know when they get to go home, they're all precious out. And so spent a lot of time at home, actually pulled up some weeds in the backyard. Just good old fashioned dad stuff. You know, it was nice though.
All right. I appreciate that as always, Skip. Thank you so much.
Yep.
That's Kyle Moore. You're on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside, be back in a bit, listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
PestNet is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club, best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. It's completely free for kids ages through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, ticket offers, and free gifts. For just parents, head over to Bay Sox to sign up your kids. So don't miss out on promotions and giveaways at Prince George this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures, sign up now at baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path you want for life without experiencing any debt? If you are interested in these things, live in the DC area, the STEAM UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
UPMC Park one final time here as we continue on with the DA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt's from Erie, Pennsylvania. So glad you're keeping it with us. Go ahead and walk you through a couple of the starting lines. Some of the roster moves more specifically for Buds, as Erie has made a couple of changes recently. They brought up infield Trey Cruz, promoted from high A. And he had a pretty good month of August, hitting over 300. But he's got an interesting strikeout to walk. 111 strikeouts against just 76 walks, season in 109 games. He'll be at third base today, batting. While Erie also did release a player, infielder Luis Carpio was granted his release, and he will be on his way. Sox did make a couple of roster moves as Travis Lincoln Sr. was transferred. His rehab assignment went Bowie up to AAA Norfolk. Of course, the noted departures of Joey Ortiz and Colton Kowser, the addition of Dyes and Zach Watson has been from the development list in center field today, Watson ninth. As the Seawolves are taking field, we'll step aside when we return. We've got first pitch and all the play-by-play. Game 6 between Bowie and Erie comes your way. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. Lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox game all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Field Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Pritt Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the restaurant, and a free members collectible your first home game of the year. Get back now by calling 301-64-4865. Online to baysox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we find a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted document creation, output device, workflow, to document security and storage, and people print. Not printer. Give DCA Imaging a call, 305-777-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Systems, office technology made.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Ball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 22 Bowie Bay Sox season you buy Chesapeake Lawyers Insurance, DA Imaging System, On the Green First, Roy Arms, Spicers, and Fly Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to go from U Park in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's game one of a six-game series between Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabatino from about a block or two away or the shores of Lake Erie. Gibson Long warms on the mound for the Wolves. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, it's Darius making his double-A debut while Connor's at second base batting second. Says third base bats third. Hudson Haskin, the defense, bats fourth. Kobe Mayo at first, that's fifth. Adam Hall in right field, sixth. Cody Roberts is the catcher, batting seventh, while Toby Welk in left field bats eighth. And Zach Watson is in center field. The Bay Sox of the AA affiliate of the Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DiGiallo, Facto, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Crick coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield, Lake Wooten are the athletic trainers. It's 60-60 on season, 33-18 in the second half. And again, their lineup features Daryl Hernorby, Cesar Prieto, Huskin, Kobe Mayo, Adam Hall, Cody Roberts, Toby Welk, Zitzin, all to face off against Sin Long on the mound for the Seawolves. UPMC Park here in Erie is 28 feet down the line to right field, 117 feet down the line to left, 400 feet to straightaway center field. With a bit of a jut in left center field at 356 and a massive wall of Erie Insurance Arena, the hockey arena in left field, with the yellow home run line about 30 feet. As Hernai steps into the finished his high A career with Dean at a 305 average and an 832 OPS. Out of the strips and long, kicks and fires the first pitch. Chopper bounced over to third, scooped at the net, Trey Cruz, and sent to first at the low, but it's in time for the 5-3, and we're under 6.07 p.m. on a 70-degree sunny day here in Erie, Pennsylvania. One up, one down, let's defense. Brian Packard is in left field, Parker Meadows is in center, and Dick Cabrera is in right for the Seawolves. Cruz is at third, Gage Workman at short, Navigato at second, and Dane Myers is first. As Connor Norton in the box now, first pitch into the right-hander is called a strike. It's on the outside of the zone. It's nothing and one. Dingler is the catcher behind the plate for Sawyer, Gibson, Long on the mound. 290 average for Norby, this 916 OPS and 48 blade. As the O-H is down and inside, just a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. 11-1 triple for Norby, 12 home runs, 3 runs batted in, as they've got a decent for the right-handed hitter. Gives still holes at the waist, out of the stretch, steps back, kicks high, fires the one. Warby watches it down in the dirt. Do a strike here. Sawyer Gibson, 6'4", 225-pound, 20-year-old right-hander from Lithia Springs, Georgia. He was acquired from Minnesota just before the trade line in exchange for Bears pitcher Michael Fulmer, the 2-1 pitch. He crushes it. Deep out to right field. Is back at the warning track, and this is gone. Guy says goodbye. 13th home run of the season. Another first inning blast. And Bowie leads 1-0. A shot out toward the high wall in field. And even though he's lost Couser and Ortiz, they got plenty of power to spare. 34th RBI season for Norby. And the Bay Sox are off and running here in the first inning against Gibson Long. That's already the third home run he's allowed this year. Now on to Cesar, the only left-hander in the lineup. First pitch, him misses high, and the count starts out 1-0. With the loss of Colton, Prieto is the only left-hander on the entire run for the Bay Sox at this point. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Prieto pops it up. Center field, running down on Meadows. Center fielder makes the catch, two gone. Umpiring crew for today's game. Young Kim over at third base, Tom Forner is at first, and Matt Carley is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. He's deep. Now on to Hudson with the bases empty and two outs. Haskin hitting 274 with an 837 OPS this season. First to him is called a strike. Hits off half of the zone, and it's nothing and one to start. 95 games for Hudson this year. Totals three triples, 13 homers, and runs batted in. As Bowie leads here in the top of the first, the 0-1. Haskin pops it up. Carrying out to right center field. This one looks playable for fielder Cabrera. He camps and catches. The inning is over. Couple of fly round out, but a solo home run by Cobb opens the scoring as we go to the Bowie 1. Erie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. It's at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Rogers Community Medical Center, or one of AmeriCare offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, and your job calls for the plumbers of Local Washington, D.C. Local will always deliver the most skilled, well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DM. If you're a contractor who needs jobs done well, you need of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
The Bowie Sox off and running with an early advantage. Connor Norby with a solo home run. And as we move to the bottom of the first, here in Erie, Pennsylvania, Brennan Hanafy forms the mound to face off against the following Erie Bulls lineup. Leading off in right field, Daniel Cabrera, followed by Dane Myers at first, being second. Parker Meadows in center third. Quincy Naporti, the DH, bats. Dylan Dingler, the catcher, bats fifth. Dworkman at shortstop, bats sixth. Drew Navigado is at second base. He's batting. Ryan Packard in left field, eighth. Jay Cruz makes his AA debut at third base, batting ninth. Erie is the Detroit Tigers. They're by Gabe Alvarez, assisted by John Murray, Reichabal, and Ollie Cady, Chris' athletic trainer. Erie is 7-48 on the season, a three-game winning 33-18 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Cabrera, Meadows, Naporti, Dingler, Work, Navigado, Packard, Cruz, all to face off against Brennan Hanifown. As the left-hander Cabrera's in, a 207 average and a 6 OPS in 82 games played. 12 doubles, 3 triples, 5 home runs, 7 runs batted in. Third base plays in baseline. Ahead of the first pitch, and it's outside a fastball. 1-0 to start. Has won three consecutive games. They 4 of 6 in their most recent road trip against Harrisburg. As the 1-0 is popped foul behind home plate, gets out of play, and the count is 1-1. There were a couple of clunkers there, but Erie was able to pun consecutive since Sunday late game comebacks. They trailed in the eighth games over the weekend and won both games. As the 1-1 pitch. Is locked center field, right to Zach Watt. He takes about a step and a half to his right and makes the catch. One up, one down. Let's tell you about the defense for you've got Toby Welk in left field, Zach in center, Adam Hall in right, Zarpreto is at third, Darren Eyes is at short, Gonnaby at second, and Kobe Mayo at first. Coach catches behind the plate for Brennan Hammond. As digs in, 278 average and 845. Yes, first pitch, fastball comes at the knees, and it's called for strike one. 89 games for Myers this year, 14 doubles and a triple, 22 home runs, 61 runs in, the 0-1. Fastball in, run the count even in a ball and a strike. Myers has had a pretty big breakout year. If I'm not mistaken, he went to Rice. 1-1. This is down and in, and it's two balls and a strike. He's a former tutor as well. Great story from Dane Myers that we can delve deeper into as this week progresses, because we do have six to talk about everyone involved. But Myers has a very fun and inspirational story to discuss. Not to draw the mound, Brennan Hanafy, too. The 2-1. Foul off back to the screen. It's 2-2. The work he's put in to come back from Tommy surgery. And the numbers he to show here in his first season of Double-A. Great. Brennan Hanafy, 215-pound, 24-year-old from Harrisonburg, Virginia. Fourth round drafted by Baltimore in 2016. He's 2-1 with a 4.68 each season. As the 2-2 pitch. Foul up the third baseline. Hanafy has 25 innings under his belt with 24 strikeouts and nips. He's allowed 3 home runs, and opponents are hitting him at a 2 clip. He started 7 games. Bases empty, 1 away. Bowie leads 1. The 2-2 to Myers. And inside a fastball, count fills. But full counts this year has opponents at just 3 for 10 mark. He struck out 4, walked 3. Pitch. Myers bounces it foul, rolled up the third baseline, and the count stays. Hanafy is coming off of a very successful homestand for Bowie. He made 2 starts, one against Somerset, against Altoona, and they were both winning efforts. Another payoff to Myers. Swinging a line drive out towards center again. Watson has to run down a little bit of time, but it's still well within his range, and 2 lineouts to center field in the game. The Bays are in their alternate orange uniforms. This black block buoy on the front side. Grant's black cap. Here is in their reds today. Seawolves arced across the front side. White pants and a black. As Parker Meadows in, another lefty. First pitch into him. The strike. Fastball hits down the middle. It's nothing in one. 266 average for Meadows and 811 OPS. 95 games played. 5 triples, 15 home runs, 4 runs batted in. The 0-1 fast just misses high, and it's a ball and a strike. Again, 1-0 buoy for the first inning. A solo home run by Connor North. But it was a 9-pitch inning for Gibson Long around that home run. He was efficient. The 1-1 fouled off. A liner into the screen. It's 1-2. Hanafy had a couple of efficient over the homestand. In both starts, 70 pitches. He won them both. Bases empty. Away. The 1-2. Bounces in. Count goes to 2-2. It's a 4-pitch opening for Hanafy, a 4-seam fastball. He's added a sinker lately. He also has a slider and a changeup. And now the 2-2 does. Swinging a pop-up toward left field, potentially for Welk as he's running toward foul ground. Slide on the warning track while making the catch. I'm not sure if he's fouled from under him, but Welk pulled it down, and the inning is over. 3 down, go the Seawolves. Hanafy is off to a good start. 16 pitches, though, for that perfect first. Second inning coming up. Bowie leads 1-0. Bay Sox baseball.
As the baseball season winds down, it means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans, 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
Bay is a game of specialists. Bay Stealer, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake and Prince Insurance apart from other workers' commission insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, in costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
If you own or operate a building, or if you're a general contractor located or operates in the D.C. area, no doubt that it is important for you to have trained and most qualified people for you. Members of Steam Fitters U.S. 602 provide the highest HVAC, mechanical, and specialty services to the various we serve. For more information about the provide and for a list of companies you hire, please visit steamfitters-2.org.
In Erie, already a 1-0 base lead. Only base runner was a run by Connor Norby in the top of the first. As Sawyer Gibson Long gets it for Erie, he faces off with 5-7 in the Bay Sox lineup. Kobe Mayo hit it off. Righty on right as Mayo stands in the box, waits, steps back, slowly, and kicks to five the first pitch. Mayo watches strike. Change up on the inside edge, it's nothing in one. 233 average for Kobe Mayo with a 707 OPS in 17 games. 3 doubles, 2 homers, 9 runs batted in. As Gibson Long fires next, and Mayo swings through a low ball. Run the count to nothing and two. After Mayo, it'll be Adam Hall and then Coates to bat. Making his first appearance against Erie this season. The Bay Sox haven't seen Erie since the end of the first half. As the 0-2 pitch is lifted foul. Hard crack on right side, and the count stays. For Mayo, along with Colton Bowser and Connor Norby, were promoted to Bowie at the end of the first weekend. So immediately after the Bay Sox last series with Ebid. And then those 3-1. Here's another 0-2. Mayo bounces it foul this time to the face side. Count stays. Of course, a critically important is in terms of playoffs could look like in the Southwest Division among these 6 games here at UPMC Park. We can walk its scenarios later as the 0-2 pitch is side. Mayo was charging for. Curveball was easier to read. And it's a ball and 2 strikes now. Because the winner of the second half is going to be more one of 3 teams. Altoona has an outsider shot, but a pretty big long shot. As another 1-2 to Mayo is fouled off, rolled over to the third base, and the count stays. Akron is 4 games out of first place, and they still have to play Bowie one more time this year. And the Bay Sox did not have a series on the road in Akron a couple ago, so they want to build some ground. The 1-2. And Mayo, still alive, fouls it off again to the third base side. He's working ahead on a hand pitches. Most of them have been going to third, but he's getting up the pitch count at the moment on Sorensen Long. That was the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Long used 9 total pitches in the whole first pitch. Mayo watches slips outside. Counting 2. The playoffs are set up. The first winner will face off against the second half in the Southwest Division. Richmond won the first half, but they're not really in any sort of factor of the second half. Mayo watches called strike side. Couple of parting words as he thought that slider had missed, but Gibson Long picks up his first out after what was eventually 8 pitch at bat. So since Richmond is out of second half tension, there's no issue in terms of what would happen if they won. As that steps into the box for Bowie, a 258 average, 8 OPS, first pitch, and he swings and misses. Breaking ball down and inside. It's not. The winner of the first half will go and host the first, a best-of-3 series, while the final two games of the series will be played at Richmond, the divisional round, as the 0-1 pitch, Hall strike, fastball nicks the upper out corner, it's nothing in two. After that, the Southwest Division champion at the end of that divisional round will host the first game in the championship and then play 2 games on the road against the Northeast Division winner. The Hall swings and misses. 3 pitches. 3. Gibson Long has his second. Here's Cody Roberts. 247 average and a 720 pass in 68 games for Roberts this year. Bowie leads 1-0 here in second. Roberts with 13 balls, no triples. 10 home runs, 32 runs batted in. First pitch home. Roberts watches a called strike. Hits on the outside, nothing in one. But equally pivotal to what this series has at stake, Bowie could potentially take a lead in the season series. 1. Misses down and away on a strike. The season series between 2 individual clubs is the first tiebreaker to decide who into the postseason. Richmond actually used that to win the first half. They hit a tiebreaker over Akron. The winner, Roberts, inside nearly clipped. He had to turn the hips in a bit, and now goes to 2-1. But Bowie would have to go on a big run this week to even think about winning the season series with Erie. Of the first games, Bowie only won 4 of them. The 2. Roberts watches fastball miss up and 3 balls and a strike. Bases away here in the bottom of the top of the second inning. Used to the 2-week homestand that Bowie was just always batting in the bottom of innings. But Bowie leads 1-0 here in the top of the second. As Gibson Long sends home the net. Time called. Ross had called for it just before Gibson Long had actually started the kick. He did kick up, but the umpire was played before the full delivery had started to take form. So now we reach the 3-1, and Roberts watches ball 4. Pass ball too far outside. First walk for either team this evening. The second inning after 2 fast strikeouts. Now on to Toby Welk. 2.21 average for Welk, the number 8 hitter today. 634 OPS in 6 games. 4 doubles, no 3 homers. 14 runs. Had a bit of wind pushing out field. Obviously helped out Norby earlier with his home run. It's the first pitch into Welk. Is a little fluid swing on the outside edge, and he went. Yeah, that's the right call. It wasn't a hard stop on that. What arms just kind of moved through molasses while bringing all of the bat directly home plate. So it's nothing in one. Here's the neck watches way high, a fastball. So of the 8 batters that Gibson Long sees, he's thrown a first pitch strike to 7 of the far. Good ratio to start. And again, Bowie leads 1-0 in the second, seeing if they can maybe get more after getting a 2-out base runner. Here's the one. Welk takes a half swing, and that wasn't even a half swing. It was a flinch as the fastball came in. It hit off of the Bears' bat, hit home plate, and then bounced over the Bay Sox dugout. Incidental foul runs it to a ball and strikes. It's a 2-1 Gibson Long this year, a 3.54, just 4 starts since being the 1-2 pitch, and Welk floats one out towards center, and it's down. Roberts is chucked around second with 2 outs, and he gets base sliding. The Texas League single. Toby Welk has hits in back-to-back games now, 8 of his last 9, and it puts runner at third for Zach Watson. That was not a well-struck ball. You could just hear the clunk off the top half of the bat, but there was just enough on it, especially with the spin. Off to just float it over the second baseman as they sprinted out to center. So now here's it, perhaps a chance for an RBI. 7 average with a 537 open 77 games. First pitch in, and Watson watches fastball mid. It's outside, and it's 1-0 to start. 7 doubles and 2 Watson, 7 home runs, 21 runs batted in. They've crossed over all of home plate, and they're approaching the mound right now, but most of the infield still in some nice sunlight. The 1-0 pitch is bounced slowly to third, but picked territory by Trey Crew. Cody Roberts actually had to head on that one, make sure the ball didn't hit him, or he would have been ruled out. But instead, it runs the count even. Well, the weather in this area at this ballpark can always be a bit unpredictable. Times we had rain portion of last night and up until around 2-3 o'clock today, or so around 2. They had the tarp off, and if you came out to the park at this point, you weren't able to tell that it rained. Watson gets back into the box. He's ready for a one ring. Here it comes. Watson watches it skim down and away. Good stop by Dingler behind the dish. Keep it from getting past his right side. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Lengthy inning, though, for Sawyer Gibson Long after only needing 9 pitches for that inning. He's up to 33 over here in this frame. So total just in the second. The 2-1. Watson cracks it on a bounce over towards short. Sky Workman, a sidearm toss, gets first. That's a hard whip, but he got it, and it ends the inning, stranding runners on, including one at third. But Bowie at least put a little charge into it after striking out to open the frame. We'll see if they can try. Bottom of the second coming up. Bowie leads 1-0 Sox baseball.
Incorporated is your lawn care, providing professional organic-based lawn program for residential and commercial lawn. Our lawn care program provides ballpark quality results. Each service system tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green all offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more can effectively control insects and enjoy doors this summer with On the Green. Go to onthegreen.com.
Sky Shooter Display by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lit the sky with top-of-the-line fire shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best beer buck. Sky Shooter Display, two traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is true, so don't be shy. Give ZY a find out more by calling us at 560-328-1361 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotion season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a box seat at the tickets with a proof of service and you'll only pay. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's a great time at the ballpark, so get yours now at BaySox.com.
Bottom of the sink here in Erie as the Bay Sox stood 1-0. Brennan Hanafy to work, a 16-pitch first down there as he faces 4, 5, and 6 here in the second. Quincy Naporti leads off with the first pitch to the heavy right-hander. It's called a strike on the inside edge. It's nothing in one. Today's DH has a 4 average and an 895 OPS in 105 games this year. 22 triples. The 0-1 inside count goes even at a ball. 8 home runs for Naporti. That leads the team. 80 runs batting. As the 1-1 pitch is hammered out toward field. Watson sprinting back. Shifts up and makes the catch. A calm and collected track at center field. Didn't miss a step. And was able to back with a stretch a little bit behind his head, too. Brendan Hanafy makes sure that's his gaze so we can give him that silent thank you. Watson has been pivotal far in this game. 4 puts, 3 of them have gone to him. Now here's Dylan Dingler, first pitch. Misses inside, and it's 1-0 hard on the catcher. 247 for Dingler, 775 OPS in 1 games. 22 doubles, triples, as the 1-0 pitch. Is a fastball inside for a called 1-1. 14 home runs for Dingler, 58 runs batted in. It was the second round for Detroit back in 2021. 1-1. This is outside, the 2 balls and a strike. He went to the Ohio State University for that. Having that little superlative in front of the school's name. The 2-1 pitch. And Dingler watch strike. Fastball on the inside edge. It's 2-2. He's had his issue with strikeout this year. Dingler strikes out about 1/3 of his plate appearances. But he's had a good season against Bowie's play. The 2-2. down one, run it full. His strikeout-to-walk ratio against the Bay Sox is almost an even one. And now the payoff pitch. On an inside, and he draws the walk. I think that does put it at an even. His base runner against Hanafy. Paige Workman, switch hitter, will bat left. .227 to .692 OPS for Workman. As the first pitch is inside, fastball at the waist. Workman had to back out for 110 games for Workman this year. 12s and 7 triples. 11s, 61 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Picked him up. Out toward left field. Fallow again. Welk is sprinting. Foul territory for Prieto, but it's over his head, and he didn't make a play on it. The warning track in foul territory. Then a bucket attempt at best. Runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Oh, wow. 1-0 Bowie here in the bottom of the second inning. Tying run aboard for Erie. As Hanafy inspects the ball in his hand before whipping it behind his and now coming set up against the right shoulder. The 1-1 pitch. Down and inside. Count goes to a strike. Now the shadows from the suite level, the next section here on the left side of the ballpark are starting to cross onto the pitching mound. But Hanafy still has some sunlight. One pitch is popped up foul and this time. Gets to the left, goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes now. But again, the wind heavily favors Sanders at the moment. Workman has 9 of his 11 home runs when bat is a lefty. 2-2. Called strike 3. Got to fall at the letters. First strikeout for Brennan Hanafy. Is Workman high. Second out of the second inning. And now here's Andrew Navagato. .963 average and a .790 PS in 79 games. 14 doubles, no triples, 4 triples, 34 batted in. First pitch, called a strike. Fast inside corner, it's nothing and one. At least at the moment, Hanafy seems to be locating that fastball high for strikes. It's not going to go with forever, but it's working right now. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive, left field, up the line. This one headed to the and it's down fair. Big chance here for Dingler. That's third. He's coming home. The throw to the play. It hits him. It hits Dingler and gets away. Scores. The game is tied. The throw was so fine it hit the runner. RBI double for Andrew Navagato. His 15th double of the year with RBI. And the go-ahead run is in scoring position for Erie. Now here's Brian Pickard. Left-hander, just an 11th double-A game. Hitting 50 with a .411 OPS. First pitch. He wants fastball miss. It's 1-0 to open. Well, this is where he needs to settle. He's had a couple of good things this season, but he has allowed base runners in the second. The third has been a good frame for him, the 1-0. Over to first. Tough play, but a scoop. Go. And trots to the bag him to end the inning. The game, a 2-out RBI double by Navagato. And as we go, it's 1-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles Tackle Box Team Store. Jats, autograph bats and balls, prices. Located right of the main Georgia Stadium and online at bakeshop.com, the Tackle Box, only place to get the best Bay Sox for you and your favorite fan. Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at bakeshop.com.
It takes time to get rich flip coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to real farms. But less than a month to get yourself a delicious hot of the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. Royal Farms makes the freshest and best in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. Document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and store, and people print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 831-577-1010 or find out more about how we help you. DCA Imaging. DCA Imaging Systems is technology made easy.
There's only one more coming up to Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox are getting very close to closing out the regular season. Starts on Tuesday, September 6th, and it features fireworks on Saturday the 10th. So get your tickets. There's a lot going on at BaySox.com. Third inning as Daryl Hernandez will frame. First pitch to the leadoff batter, misses inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Counted out to third on the first pitch here at AA back in the first inning as Bowie and Erie are tied at 1 here in the third. Sawyer Gibson lost the next, and Hernandez watches inside for a blitz 2-0. Hernandez had 5 home runs in 60 games with high A at 29 runs batted in, but his speed and his eyes at the plate were both revered, the 2-0. Called a strike, hits the upper corner, it's 2-1. 60 games, he only 43 times. Drew 22 walks. Not only he was one on the team, as the 2-1 pitch is a curveball fouled off right side. Runs the count even at 2 ball strikes. Hernandez attempt 25 steals with Aberdeen. He's only caught 3 times. Started the year with single-A Delmarva and 9-for-9 in stolen attempts. Line drive hits off of the pit. It's scooped by Navigado at second base. He gets it to first, and Ack barely beats Hernandez. That is some good to line. But a 1-foot put out. And the leadoff batter is retired for the third inning. And now here's Norby again. His work mildly undone from the solo home run in the first inning, as it's now tied 1. Bases empty away. First pitch, and Norby pulls back on an inning ball. 1-0 to start. Again, Gibson Long really clunker here in his young Tigers tenure. And that was at this park, as the 1-0 pitch is a check swing. Called a strike, a generous up and give, and it's 1-1. But he gave up 9 hits to Akron in just 3 1/3. He has given up a hit. It's 23 overall in a third. The 1-1. Line drive first, but past the glove. This one sneaking into the... That's the triples corner at this ballpark. Norby's around first. He's around second. Out deep in the corner, and he's headed to third. Throw gets in, and it's cut on the outfield while Norby's already at third with a stand-up triple. Hardest legs of the cycle out of the way just in the third inning. Second triple of the season as the go-ahead run 90 feet away with 1 out for Cesar Prieto. Prieto, center field, his last time up, which would really get the job done here. V will play in with 1 out. First pitch home, and Prieto pushes it down and away. 1-0 to start. This series is going to be interesting for Cesar. This is not the opportunity that his bunting had taken a bit of dip down. The 1-0. Prieto watches it bounce in. 1-0. Entire 12-game homestand that we had against Somerset and then Altoona. I don't recall Cesar laying down a single success. Not even a bunt single, but even just a bunt. He just couldn't get into territory. The 2-0 pitch. Swing a bouncer, foul, right side, high chop, and it's 2-1. Runner at third, one away here in the top of the third inning. One ball game, thanks to Connor Norby. He's got a chance to make quickly. Gibson Long. To Prieto. Grounded again. Gonna throw back. Where did they tag Norby? Oh, the bait been burned so many times in on these ground balls. Infield played in, getting found at home. It happened twice in the last home. And the one time, the first time all year, they finally decide to not send the runner, and they still get burned. Still get burned. That's a 4-5 choice. Prieto reaches, but now there's 2 outs. Here's Huskin. And Haskin watches a call. It's on the inside edge. It's nothing and 1. Haskin flew out to right field back in the first inning. As Gibson lost more breathing room now to try and keep this game. Here's the next, and hands it off behind the screen and out of the ballpark. Nothing in 2. Bowie had multiple runners stranded third over their last couple of losses. They had a runner going out trying to score two games ago, I should say, on a similar play. At two pitch. This is high, a fastball. That one came in toward the chin. It's a ball and strikes. Next pitch will be number 5 for Gibson Long, though, so on what will potentially just be out of his day, at least something that Bowie can work. They want to try through the Erie starters quickly as they can this week. Pick off first, no tag, not even a slide. Erie has the best ERA in the Eastern League for starting pitchers this season. And it's not too particularly close either. So if Bowie can at least drag them out for a while, even if they don't score a runs, that would be helpful. The 1-2, Haskins misses. Bowie gets a runner to third with one out, and they do nothing with it. Bottom of the third coming up, a tie game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, doing how much it impacts you. A moment to think about what your world like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning. Microchip, internet service, web storage, cellular service, frozen or refrigerated produce. Imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit fitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and for pest control services for all your residential and commercial pest control needs. Now, for general pest control, turf control, mosquito control, and all services, call Pest now just at 301-23300 or visit us off at www.pestnow.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Bridge Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients, birthday parties, and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates. Plenty of options on suites, seats, and around the ballpark. Your group can fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing calling 301-464-4880 or going to Con.
Here in Erie, as it's still tied at one. Bowie had a golden opportunity, runner at third and one out in the third, and couldn't do anything with it. Connor Orby got thrown out on a grounder with the infield plate in. A tail 20 times from the Bay Sox this year. Trey Cruz leads off. Switch hitter bats first pitch to him, misses up and away a fastball. It's 1-0 to start. Making his double-A debut. Started from high A West Michigan of this game as the 1-0 pitch. Outside, two balls and no strikes. With West Michigan, Cruz had a 230 version, a 721 OPS, and 100 innings. As Brennan B fires the next, it's down inside, 3-0. He's had 19 doubles and 4 triples, home runs, 52 runs batted in. Here's the next. Fastball missed outside. Go-ahead run opens the inning on base. Back to the top of the lineup for Daniel Cabrera. Cabrera opened the first with a line out to center field on a 1-1 pitch. Mindful with Cruz here as the first home is called a strike, a fastball in the inside corner. It's nothing in one because you've got a runner in the box. Cruz was 15 from 19. Base attempts at high A, and it doesn't mean anyone is playing close enough to the bag, stealing base runner. The 0-1. This is down and in, and it's a ball. Carl Hernandez is playing his first game shortstop for Bowie here in his debut as well. I imagine Norby would be the one to receive a throw if the runner is to steal. The 1-1 pitch. Little half-hard attempt on a low breaking ball, and couldn't stop himself. As it goes to a ball and two strikes. Runner at first, here in the bottom of the third, a 1-1 ball game. As Hanafy sets, first member out of the stretch, runner goes, the pitch is for strike three. Robert fires a missile to second, but it's late. Catch was not made. Hernai held on to it. Cruz steals second, here on first attempt at the base paths. And strikeout for Brennan Hanafy, but with only one out, there's a runner in scoring position you've got to contend with. Game that is already tied. At Dane Myers digs in. First pick, Myers bounces it to third. Gloves holds the runner, fires to first, a bit low, but dug out. It is a fantastic rebound out for Hanafy. Defense as a whole takes away the opportunity, essentially advancing the runner. And now with two outs, it's got to be a base hit for get it done, for Erie to get it done. All season, you get those six-game series, you get used to saying one team's name, and then as soon as you change, you get caught up saying another team's name for just maybe 1 or 2 days more. Here's Parker Meadows. He flew out to left field back in the first inning. Second, two away in the bottom of the third. And at first, and it's called a strike. Ball nicks the lower inside corner. It's not. You can tell the game is going to be tense. Perhaps this isn't a series since we're seeing runners in scoring constantly already. As the 0-1 pitch is swung into the mid of the catcher. It's nothing. Bowie had first and third in the second inning, but they only did that after the first two batters struck out. One out triple in the third. Got nothing. Erie had a runner at second with two outs in the second. Now they have a runner at second. They had it with just only one out here in the third. But Hanafy, a chance third strikeout and a scoreless frame. He steps off of the rubber. Right side of the infield playing. But in team position, even for the left-hander, Meadow. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a piece. Bounced it away from the catcher. And the count stays. And he still has just a little bit of sunlight in front of the mound that he's worked. Another 0-2. Misses. And it's a ball and two strikes. The shadows from the facility open themselves for a stretch between first and third. Entire mound. Everything between the mound plate is shaded. The 1-2 pitch. Swings top half of the wood on a foul high. Hanafy is on the zone. And Meadows is just getting a small handle on some of them. See if he brings out that sinker and go the other way to Meadows. The 1-2. Ball lofted into shallow center field. Tough play for Watson. They're diving. Did someone come up with it? The left fielder, Toby Welk, slides through a throw and makes the catch to end. Hernandez, Watson, Welk were all in a try. Watson and Welk nearly did, and Welk came down all to save a run. And fortunately, one's okay above all else. As we go to the fourth, it's 1-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated Lawn Care Team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for resident commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Services custom tailored with guaranteed roof for even the toughest lawns. Also offers outdoor pest control service, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. And effectively control insects and enjoy the this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Baseball is a game of special. Base stealers, closers, cleaners. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance and other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, therapists, and more. All to get your to work, contain costs, and premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIW.com.
Way to take it a Bay Sox game is with a group at Prince George's Stadium. Everything entertaining clients to birthday parties and evening opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox has plenty of options for your group at a beatable with plenty of options on suites, CX around the ballpark. You can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your outing by calling 301-4880 or go baysox.com.
Fans cares around the corner at PatientFirst. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at PatientFirst.com. Fourth inning here in Erie, a one-ball game as Kobe Mayo leads off for the base. First pitch in for Gibson Long is swung on and fouled over to the right side of fastball. It's nothing in one to open. After Mayo, it'll be Adam Hall and then Cody Roberts struck out looking. back in the second inning. Glad to see him back in the lineup, though, as well. He took a hard hit pitch back on Saturday, charging up a swing, and inside fast him, the 0-1, fouled off his ankle, goodness. Down to a knee, gets upright, going to walk around and make sure that that ankle, Bowie's athletic trainer, out of the dugout for a second, but now she turns around and heads back in. But yeah, Mayo was charging a swing, and then inside fastball directly off of his bicep. That's arm for the right-handed batter. And it sidelined him to the game and then into the next day. So glad that he's back. Now the 0-2 pitch. Just slider miss away. Two strikes here. He has had a runner at third in each of the last. They've not been with the leadoff batter on base yet today, which is pretty odd pitch. Swing and miss. Breaking down and away. Mayo is down strikes for the second time today. Four overall, Sawyer, Gibson, Long. All four of them have been rise within just the four through six batters. Hudson Haskin has Mayo has two, and now Hall, who steps in as the other one. Hall struck out swinging in the second. First pitch, and he fouls it off. Over to the third base side, and it's nothing in guard, but still a good strike ratio for Sawyer, Gibson, Long. 15 batters so far. Have fallen behind start. Next offering. Late swing. Slowly up the middle. Picked at shortstop on the wrist. Workman. And he fires an easy toss to first in time. Split out. And there's two away. Roberts up. Tucked with two outs in the second on a three. Outfield has him on a heavy first pitch, and he squares, but pulls back and bounces in, 1-0. I didn't catch this at first. But Parker Meadows in center is well center field. Cabrera is playing on a mock shift. The other way, more important thing, is that they're playing the other way on Roberts as the next pitch is swung on inside. A ball and a strike now. Roberts pulls it maybe a little more often than most, but doesn't actually go the other way too often, third of the time. But that is one of the hardest outfield chain all season, the 1-1. Called in the outside edge at 1-2. Lawyer Gibson Long has a pretty good strike rate going for him at the moment. He's had 59 pitches. 38 of them have gone 1-2. Roberts fouls it off of home plate. Count stays. But again, 1-1 the top of the fourth inning. Bowie had the lead. Connor Norby solo on. But a two-out double by Andrew Navigado. In the second, the thought home, but it hit off of the runner in. The watch Roberts watches outside. Two balls and two strikes. But again, Gibson low up to 60 pitches, so at least Bowie is something. As the 2-2 is called strike. Fastball in the upper inside corner. On in order with two strikeouts in the fourth. Bottom of the frame coming up. 1-1 gets into Bay Sox baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by EY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyros, custom choreographed plays, and more. The night sky is truly limited. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 5708-1361 or visit us online, zytechnics.com.
Well, as the baseball season's down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, the Bay Sox football kickoff at Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college and the pro season, the Bay Sox will be giving official Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Adley played college football before he joined us. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans ages 13 and up. So be join the Bay Sox football kickoff on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at Sox.com.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give DJing a call, 301-571-0021, or more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office tech made easy.
Back. back end of the fourth inning here in Bowie as they want to keep it tied at one. And Hanafy has had to deal with runner scoring position in the last two frames. Stranded a pair, did give up the RBI double in the second, of course, but after giving up that leadoff walk on four pitches to keep it scoreless was fine. Quincy Naporti will lead off. DH flew out to center field, backer's pitch here. He watches down inside. Looked to be a bit close. But the count starts out. And here's the next. Bounced foul baseline, a ball and a strike. After Naporti, Dylan Dingler, and then Gage Workman. Still got that small strip of sunlight that's just basking mound right now. Pretty much the infield taking in shade. The 1-1. Just missed inside. Changeup looked like it probably could have balls in a strike here. Still pushing a bit out to right field as Hanafy delivers the and it misses inside. Balls in a strike on Naporti. His guy this season. Him higher and higher in the franchise record book says the 3-1. Is lined up the right side and pitching down fair. Hitting all on the warning track, but he was so slow out of the box, Quincy Naporti can get to first. An inside-out as you've ever seen. Yes, it's in back-to-back games now at single. Second consecutive inning that Erie has put up batter on base. And now here's Dylan Dingler. Dingler walked and scored. First pitch here is inside. Count starts out at 1-0. Again, Dingler has not been the walking type, so for Bowie, as much as they have this season, leaves their head at points. The 1-0 inside, no strikes. Dingler walks then 10% of the time, so one out of plate appearances. He walks 80% of his plate appearances against Bowie. Gallus on the lower outside corner. It's 2-1. Still a 1-1 game here in the bottom inning. Bowie's getting stunned against the starter as the 2-1 pitch. Middle, three balls and a strike. And now the shadows are finally hit the mound as the sun is setting faster and faster. Here, grounded foul. Third base hits off of the tarp. And it runs full. Hanafy hasn't seen too many full counts today. Played the third one. He got the line out in the first. He walked Dingler in the second. Played that here with a runner already at first and no one out. Payoff pitch. Runner goes and it's hot. I'd have to imagine that Dylan Dingler has more multi-walks against the Bay Sox than any team season. I understand why he's walking so much we alone. Second walk. Now first and second, still no one out. Mound visit. Yep, that's exactly it. Dylan Dingler has five games this season, including today. Three of them are against the Bay Sox. I don't know how to make that stat work. But it's going to lead to a conversation on the mound. Walking through the Eastern League all the time, Akron leading Altoona 2-0. Harrisburg and Richmond, they had to start their game in a delay. They're to get going in probably about 5-10 minutes. A little bit of rain down. Hartford and Reading are just getting started at Spark. Same with New Hampshire and Portland. And Binghamton and Somerset had a lot of rain just east of us. They had to postpone their game. They'll try to make it up this week. Gage Workman, first and second. No. And he cracks it. Out toward deep right center field. Watson's running back. He's looking up. Goes! 3-1 home run. Erie leads. Single walk, 3-run home, 4-1. Now Bowie has a lot of work to do. First pitch to Workman, too. 12th home run of the season for him. He's up to 64 RBI as Hanafy allows home run. It's Andrew Navagato, who had the second inning that tied the game at one. First pitch in hander. This is down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Well, that was bound to happen for Hanafy, and I imagine Erie had anticipated it right away after the struggles that Hanafy is having right now in simply finding the strike zone. The strike rate is hovering only around 50% at the moment, which is not the best. One misses down and away. It's 2-1. Again, you want to see at least around 60. And walking Dingler for the second time, you knew he was just going to swing in the zone. Next pitch is fouled off, 2-2. That's exactly what Workman was ready for, and that's exactly what he took deep. So now Bowie trails three. Still nobody out, either, here in the fourth inning. Here's the 2-2. Swing strike three. Hey for Hanafy. A little too late, though, here in the fourth inning. Brian Packard will bat. Again, a lot of game left to be played, a lot of series left to be played. But we need a lot of from the entire team. First pitch to Pat popped up. Out toward left feet. Curling around now, running, sprinting back to his left and makes the catch. It jogged to his right and down toward the infield. A long way, it's probably about 20 feet before making a hard turn and sprinting back towards center field. Finally let down, and now two away here in the fourth. Here's Trey Crew, walked on four pitches, and his first plate of pitch here is called a strike. It's on the lower outside corner, it's nothing in one. Next offering misses wide, and it's a ball and a strike now. Not going to get over that stat, though. Dylan Dingler has only five games that he has drawn multiple walks. Now three of them have been because of base hitters. I don't understand how that happens. As Cruz checks his swing and pitch, home plate umpire rings him up. Counts a ball on two strikes here. Here's the next. Called strike three. Fastball hit on the upper outside corner. Hanafy ends the before giving up a three-run home run. Fifth inning coming up. Bowie trails by three. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working Washington, D.C. metropolitan as a pipe hitter, pipe or HVAC service technician, you're interested in a better life, means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and best benefits in our industry. Website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change.
Hey, coffee lover, where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new system, it takes less than a minute from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is Farms. So try one. It's at first sip. Because it's the best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Hey, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. It's completely free for kids ages 3 to 12. Futures Club members get access to members-only events, discounts, and free gifts for just signing. Parents, head over to BaySox.com. So don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium. Season and next, the Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Sox have to cover some ground now. They had an early 1-0 lead. Erie was able to just sneak the run in the bottom of the inning. Brendan Hanafy did not find the strike zone easily to open the game up. Single walk, three-run home run. And now as we move to the fifth, it'll be 8-9-1 for the Bay Sox. Bat against Sawyer Gibson Long. Toby Welkwith, he singled up the middle back in the second inning. Righty on righty. It's flicked on the lights here at UPMC Park. The sun pretty much out of the equation. First pitch to Welk is called a strike. It's on the outside corner. It's nothing in one. In a row retired by Gibson Long, but then by strikeout. Five on the day as the 0-1 pitch is lined out toward left field, but this one will pull foul. Nothing in two here on Welk. Wind whipping a bit out to center now after part out toward right. The 0-2. Wells back on an up and in fastball. It's a ball, two strikes now. But the wind really plays around the ballpark. That's partly because of the lake. Doesn't help you too much in doing anything. As the 1-2 is a line drive, crack left center field. They had him shifted the other way. He'll roll all the way to the wall. Hook with an easy track into second base. He'll stop there. Leadoff double for Toke, his fifth of the season. And the Bay Sox have their first leadoff batter tonight. Still needing to get some work done, however, as they by three. Zach Watson will... Watson grounded out to the shortstop. As Gibson Long holds the stream first base side of the rubber. He's just got his toes on the white block. First pitch, outside of fastball, it's hurt. That was the 67 for Sawyer Gibson Long. While Bowie was stressing him a little bit, thanks to a 25th pitch second inning, he settled it. This inning could really make or part. See if he finishes... And gets into a 6, the 1-0. Watts pulls back on a down and in breaking ball. It 1-0. And again, this is what Bowie really needs. Is extending appearances against starting pitchers. Erie's not had the best bullpen this year. Full of games. The base had all too well themselves. The 2-0. Watts in a hard chopper over towards short. It's off the wrist. Workman can't. Everyone in the E6. Workman. It's his 14th error in 72 games at shortstop this year. You see how he was thinking. His eyes were looking to third. He didn't have the ball all the way in health just yet. He wanted to think about runner. He was trying to make the turn to go to first, realized there wasn't going to be a chance third. And in that small change of decision, he lost all. So E6 puts them at the corners for days. A pair of groundouts to start his debut. But he's a potential tying run here. First pitch. Turns his curveball. Miss inside. 1-0 to start. He hit it to third base. First inning. And then the second and the third. Really neither of which too helpful here. They might bring in a run. Well, that's a tough drop when you trail by three. The 1-0. Hernandez fouls it off. The barrel, but it slices out of play to the second deck. Out by the right field corner here at UPMC Park. It's 1-1. Or 1, Bowie trails here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the next. Line drive fouled off the right side. It's 1-2. Watson has a couple of stolen bases under his belt this year. But can't imagine risks it with a left. Or with a righty in the box, I should say. Against Dylan. 1-2. He reaches and pokes it to third. They might have had a play. They throw it to first, and Cruz try. Cruz second-guessed himself out of the run to score and couldn't get it to Myers proper. Hernandez is safe. RBI here in his debut. The Bay Sox get one back. It's 4-2. A questionable decision from the third baseman he debut. And that's going to be the second consecutive error for the Seawolves infield. Zach Watson at second base. Hernandez is aboard. It's going to lead him visit because now the tying run is on base for Connor Norby, all people. As Dan Rickaball has a quick chat. We do have time to tell you about our friends over at On the Green Incorporated. They're celebrating 25 years of lawn care and pest control programs. They have guaranteed results for your residential and commercial lawns. Having trouble just as, you know, the winter start to approach, the temperatures are dipping them call. They can help turn whatever you've got, a sand lot, something just all spruce it up. It'll make it nice and lush. Mention this ad, you'll receive a discount on your first hour pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer, or what remains of this summer, leading into the leading in the fall, with On the Green Inc. Going to onthegreeninc.com or 410-695-0444. So now Bowie with a chance. Double and consecutive by the Seawolves infield have first and second aboard, no one out. While the Bay Sox now just trail by two. First pitch to Connor Norby. Swung on and cracked out toward deep left center. Meadows is running back a long way. He's out of room. It's gone. Connor Norby says goodbye. His third multi-home run. A go-ahead three shot in the fifth. And Boone leads 5-4. I'd say I don't believe this saw, but I just saw it. It's there. You can't take that. Connor Norby is on it. I wish he had some of the statistics. Provide that at this ballpark up to Prince George's Stadium as Gibson Long allows his home run of the season. Of course, two of those runs are first pitch in to Cesar. This is inside. Here's the next to Prieto, swinging a pitch, hits off of home plate. And it's a ball and a strike now. Prieto for two on the day. He flew out to center field in the first inning. Reached on a force, or a fielder's choice, I should say, back in the tag. Not a force out. They've got a shift on for the lefty. As the 1-1 pitch. This is down and inside. It's two balls and a strike. Well, what a mat turnaround for the Bay Sox right now. Understood the assignment coming into game. The message from Kyle Moore has been 2-1 to Prieto is bounced to first, backed by Dane Myers. A slow burn and an easy jog back to the bags. Finally, the first out of the inning. That ended the inning for Erie after the two error. Anything from this point on would be earned. The Bay Sox do have the five. As I was saying, the Mets from Kyle Moore, pretty much since the start of the home pitch to Hudson Haskin, he tried to surprise, but didn't get a good wear on it. It nicks off of his bat outside and one. Bowie leads 5-4 with his empty and one out here in the top of the fifth. But that message at game home saying was that things do not get easier for the Bay Sox. The 0-1 pitch swings and misses up and away. It's nothing and two. After Bowie only won two games in the game series on the road against Akron, so we're looking a bit bleak. But confident that he had every standing, that talent on this team, there's the potential to go up against other teams, but it doesn't get easier. And right now, Bowie is showing they can still stay on top of it. The 0-2 pitch, Haskin watches eye. Skims off a little bit and rolls away. It runs the count to strikes. Two on the day, struck out swinging his last time up. Mild shift on for the right-hander. Here's the next. And Haskin fouled to the right side. Errors have helped Bowie in one because, of course, it led unearned runs that have given the Bay Sox 10. But at the same, drastically extended this for Sawyer Gibson Long that no one really anticipated. And it's only going to help the Bay Sox more. So Haskin takes a half swing. Did that get him on? They're going to appeal to the Bay Sox if he swung, and he did not. Haskin will be granted first base. You have to check to see if he swung, because if you swing at a pitch that you've gotten hit by, it counts as a hit-by pitch. It just counts as a miss for a strike. So Haskin, the dugout's magnet, gets tagged for yet a hit-by pitch. I think that's 21 season, 21. A new guy in a single season for Haskin. But again, that's why there's that small precision just over his right hand. It's practically like a half glove. Doesn't affect anything from his actual palm. On the back of his hand is fully covered. So now here's Kobe Mayo. Runner at first, one away. First pitch. Mayo watches, and it's 1-0 to start. Now, one of the problems with this ballpark is that too easily, if there's anyone warming in the home bullpen, there are bodies that obstruct that view. But it doesn't to be that there is anyone getting loose. They're sticking with Gibson Long. Pitch. Mayo rips it on a line to third. Glove of Cruz. He goes to second for one. First, and it's in time. Haskin had to delay his takeoff first because, of course, if it was caught, gotten doubled up at first, but he gets pulled up anyway. 5-4-3, twin killing ends the inning, but now Bowie cracks back through to a couple of errors. A three-run home run by Connor Norby gives the Bay Sox the lead. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, half Bowie leads 5-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or operate D.C. area, there is no doubt that it's important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. members of Steam Fitters UA Local 602, provide the highest level of HVAC mechanical specialty piping services to the customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide, list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Is a game of specialists, based closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workstation insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeCEIWC.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rathodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Rathodontics accepts most insurance. For its braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted, flexible payment options. With two countries leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile. Visit radsmile.com to book your free consult. That's rasmile.com for Rathodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay.
Always a pleasure to have you along for the ride as we continue on UPMC Park in Erie. Pat Sabatis with you. Thank you so much for stopping by as we've a game that lives up to expectations so far. Bowie leads 5-4. 1-0. The game was tied at 1. A 3-run home run for Erie. 1. And then a 3-run home run from Connor Norby made it 5-4. As we move to the 5th, Bay Sox, however, are making a change. Brennan Hanafy, despite now Bowie leading, is not going to get a chance today. He only throws 4 innings. Scoffer will take over. First pitch to Dandra. The leadoff man watches a high fastball strike. It's nothing in 1. Head tossed 4 innings. He allowed just 3 hits. But runs and all were earned. And that's what happened on tough timed walks. That is called for a strike of the knees. Nothing in 2. And if he did strike out 4, but walked 3 batters, now a home run. As Adams takes over. An 0-2 count, who's 0-2 on the day. The next pitch is just eyed. Fastball missed, and it's a ball strikes. Adam Stauffer, 6'7", 240-pound writer, 19th-round draft selection in 2017 from Coatesville High School here in Pennsylvania. Fires the 1-2, and it bounced. Curveball was probably about 5 front of home plate. Count evens at 2 strikes. Stauffer Bowie has 22 appearances. He's gone 4-2, a 3.36 ERA, 56 in the third innings. He holds at the waist, steps forward, and fires. 2-2 misses low, and it's full here on the first batter. Stauffer has 62 strikeouts against 27 walks, allowed 6 home runs. And now the 3-2 to Cabrera. Down away, leadoff walk after Stauffer had him ahead. Balls and 2 strikes. The walks have been burning, Bowie Lake. Happened plenty in the Somerset series, a handful of times in the Altoona series, and so far, 3 walks that Hanafy allowed came around to score. And now here's Dean Myers. Okay for him, a ground out to third, his time up. First pitch in her and a curveball. Misses inside. It's 1-0. That's 5 consecutive of the zone for Adam Stauffer after starting ahead on Cabrera. Oh. Sets at the waist. Here's the 1-0. And Cabrera misses on an inside fastball. It's 1-1. Stauffer hitting off of just 1 appearance in the Altoona series. He tossed a scoreless. A week ago, his only appearance was in the series. He came in for the 7th. Here's the next. Strike, lower outside corner. 2 strikes, but it wasn't without hurry. Stauffer loaded bases with no one out in the inning. Gave up a leadoff double and back-to-back batters before getting a pop-out and a double play. Runner at first, no one out. Pickoff throw to first, it's late, but they got it close. I think Stauffer had the throw in just a little bit low. Kobe Mayo did run his into the dirt there while trying to slide the tag over, and that gave precious milliseconds. 1-2 pitch. In front of the plate, Stauffer gloves. Don't think about second, just goes to first. Don't risk it. It is a 1-run lead, so that is a tying run now into scoring position. 3 put out. Enders is retired, a productive out. As Parker Meadows steps up. 2 flyouts left field.
Come on, Parker!
Stauffer, finally the first pitch. This ball up and away. One and dart. So didn't allow anything run-wise in the most recent for Bowie. He's been a once-a-series kind of pitcher. This is only his fifth appearance in as the 1-0. He's called for a super outside corner. It's 1-1. And his role has also been so fluid for the Bay Sox. Sometimes he tosses one, he tosses three. Today is the kind of day where you might anticipate three out of him. Letter at second, one away. The swing and a miss. Off speed. And it's a ball and two strikes now. But again, after just four innings from Hanafy, Offer might be called upon for at least two. The 1-2 here. Swing and a strike three. Got a fastball up and away, and Meadows entered. First strikeout for Spur. Fifth overall for Bay Sox pitching. And now here's Quincy Naporti. He singled to open up. He scored what was the go-ahead run at the time for Erie on Gage three-run home run. Bowie leads 5-4 now here in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch. Naporti swings through it. I think he got a piece, but it rolled catcher and away. So it start. Walk to Cabrera and a ground out put him to second base. But a strikeout to follow, and Sox can maintain this one run, hopefully build some ground in the top of the sixth. Here's the 0-1. And a miss. Curveball down and inside in two. I was having discussions a little bit earlier today just with some of the folks here in Erie. What the implication of this series might mean, because of course they're potential playoff games as well, just as Boone. This is the 0-2. This is down and 1-2 strikes. And there's really so many ways that series could go. It's quite interesting. But if the two sides split, well, then that does no one really any good. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses. This two ball is good. Snap up from Cody Roberts. Because if the two sides split the six-game series, then we're back at with only 12 game play. The 2-2. Swing miss for strike three. A heavy curveball down and away, and Naporti is caught fifth. Leadoff walk, strand base, and as we go to the sixth, Bowie lead four. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter by ZY Pyrotechnics. We're lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line shows following Bay Sox game season long. We will give you the best for your buck. Sky Shooter displays, traditional shows, true pyro, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly lit. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1311 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's on baseball season with Waterworks, and you can always count on the best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening park than a spectacular fight show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered season with 16 different shows from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. You've got four fireworks shows in out for Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th, Friday the 26th, Saturday the 27th. We'll see you there.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and their pest control services. For all your social and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, mosquito control, and all other services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-28300 or visit online at www.pestnow.com.
Sixth inning here in Erie as Sox lead 5-4. Seawolves are going back with Sawyer Gibson Long here in the frame as he is getting a little bit north of 80 pitches now. Had to deal with two different errors fifth inning that allowed multiple unearned runs to score. Seeing if he can get a cleaner frame from the defense here. First pitch to Adam is driven out toward deep right center field. Cabrera and Meadows running back to the warning track in the wall. Meadows crosses over and makes the catch. This fielder took it away at the rack. Fortunately, Cabrera call from the center fielder. He's that has to make those calls. Ran it down the rest of the way and took away what could have been an hit from Adam Hall. Well struck ball. One out to start the inning. Here's Cody Roberts. His pitch. Called a strike in the upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Roberts 0-4 in the day. Struck out looking back in the fourth inning. He walked in the second with two outs. That is the 0-1 pitch. Little bouncer deep into the hole to the right side. Scooped by the second baseman, Navagato. Into first in time. 4-3 put out and away. And a good mix of flyouts outs as well from Sawyer Gibbon. He's making things work. Fourth ground out against 9 fly total. So, not perfect. At least there's a few mixed in. Here's Toby Welch. Oh, a high fast called for strike. A little generous. Nothing in one to start. Welch on a 2. Welch and Connor Norby have all 5 of Bowie's hits. The 0-1 down and inside, and it's a ball and a strike. Welch in the second inning with 2 outs. He doubled to open the 5th inning. Came home to score on an error. As the 1-1 pitch is ripped up the third baseline, but foul, and it's a ball and 2 strikes here. That was the 90th for Gibson Long, and considering the trouble that Erie has had with their bullpen at points this season, this is exactly what they've out of him to at least get 6 innings. They just haven't gotten what they need from the defense to match Gibson Long. The one outside, and 2 strikes here on Welch. Sun's setting further and further here in Erie. You can still see some blue skies with a couple of red tints at center. The 2-2 swung on and missed for strike 3. It's hot. That's the 6th strikeout for Sawyer Long to finish his 6th inning. He's probably done, though, as we move to the box. Bowie still leads 5-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you for life without experiencing any college? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steelers UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with Bay Sox is the best time at the bar. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dug out with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even have the stadium sing for you. Birthday parties, an unforgettable kind experience at Prince George Stadium. Book yours by calling 31-464-40 or at baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans, the lush mountain regions of Colombia, Brazil, to Royal Farms. And a minute to get yourself a hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine, find those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup. It's why Royal Farms makes the first and best coffee in the world. Real fast. Royal Farms.
Of the 6th inning here in Erie as the Bay Sox lead 5-4. Adler on for his 2nd inning of relief. 5-6-7 in the lineup set to bat. First pitch Tingler is up and in a fast start to count out at 1-0. Dingler has drawn 2 walks today. Next is a breaking ball. Called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's after Dingler, Gage Workman, and Andrew Navagato set to bat. As Steele's the next. It bounces, falls in a strike. Well, I mentioned it. Dingler has games this season where he's drawn walks. He's never drawn 3 walks in a game. As the 2-1 is fouled off back to the screen, it's 2-2. Of the games, including today, that Dingler has 2 walks in, 3 of them come against Bowie. And he's played in 1 game. There's something about Bowie. I wonder why. The 2-2. Up in it. And it's ball 3. Thinking too much about him. I'm not sure. It's almost be a little two-dimensional at point. The 3-2. And a season-high 3 walk in Dingler. I don't even know how to describe them. I don't. Of all the batters in the lineup to walk 3 times... Yeah, leadoff batter is aboard for the third consecutive inning for Erie. Make that the fourth inning. First pitch to Gage Workman is called a strike. It's on the upper inside corner, and one. Workman hit the three-run home run in the fourth inning. Brendan Hanafy gave up a single and a walk. Here's the 0-1. Line drive deep out to left, but foul. Down to nothing and two. At first, no one out. Now the 0-2. Fastball called strike three. Hit on the outside edge. Thinking about throwing back to first, but didn't make the transfer. Three, however. Third strikeout for Adam Stauffer in the seventh overall for Bowie pitching. And now here's Andrew Navagato. First pitch. Curveball misses outside. And no start. Navagato a 1-for-2 day. He doubled to drive in a run in the second inning. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Here's the 1-0. Pulled a strike in the upper inside corner. It's even at a ball and a strike here. Here's the next inside. Ball's and a strike on Navagato. 5-4 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. A pivotal game to open up the same tilt with Erie here on the road. Here's the 1-2, or the 2-1 rather, foul. Hit over to the right side in the count at 2. It's a pitch offering for Stauffer. Four-seamer Irvin a change. He can at least hit fastball well around the zone today. Just need to keep that going. Runner at first, one away. Swing and a miss for strike three. Throw to first is late. High ball, though, gets Navagato. And they tried to get the throw to first a little bit. It was a right-hander in the box instead of a left. And after the leadoff walk, to back strikeouts for Stauffer to jump to it. Now Bryant. Over to left-hander. Go to first in the second. Flew out in the fourth. First pitch here. Bounces it. Keeps it in front. I don't want to know. It actually came to a rest, I think, in between the umpire's legs. Starts out at 1-0. Yeah, a couple of nice clouds. Still getting a that setting sun out past left field. Over the massive arena wall here at UPMC Park. There's a breaking ball. Popped up. It's out of play left side. And the count runs even at a ball and a one, misses down and away. And it's two balls and a zero on Packard. Two-one is Hoya hammered out toward our field. Watson sprinting, curling around. He sits off of the wall. This is a score. Can't be walking batters. That's the third time today. Miller has walked and scored. Hanger go-ahead run. High five. Again, I know it's easier said than done to say don't walk batters, but my goodness. And now with the go-ahead run in scoring position, here's Trey Crew. First pitch, misses. Oh, for one day for Cruz. He walked the base in the third, struck out swinging in the. As the next pitch, it's called a strike on a high foul 1-2, or 1-1 rather. Leadoff walk for Dingler. Two strikeouts, and then an RBI double for Brian Packard. Here he's time up again at 5. As the 1-1 misses high, two balls and a strike. Erie has tied the game twice today in the exact same fashion. Adler drew a walk, An RBI with two outs brought him home. Has walked three times, scored all three times, and that's been a big factor into Bowie right now. The 2-1. Outside, three balls and Mike. Runner at second, two away in the sixth. The 3-1. All four. Third walk for Stauffer today. Six overall for Bay Sox pitching. Back to the top of the lineup for Cabrera. Stauffer has had a tough month walks. He's walked 13 batters here in over five appearances. First pitch to Cabrera is short. Picked up by Hernandez, and he can take it to force out Cruz. The inning is over on a six unassisted, but it's the game again. After a leadoff walk, an RBI double makes it 5-5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pains to stitches, sore throat, stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy. Care is our corner at Patient First. Watch a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. And first, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing check calls for a job done safely, time, then your job calls for the Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 in D.C. Start your partner today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, as baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the postseason, the Bay Sox will be giving away a specially Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, had lived football before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750, just 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
A seventh inning in a tie game here at UPMC Park, Erie. Faced two different leads in this game. They did trail by three at one point as well. But a 1-0 lead in the first or lead in the fifth. That's 5-5 now at the top of the seventh. Erie makes a pitching as right-hander Yaya comes out of the bullpen. Sawyer Long is forcing a no decision now. Erie tied the game in the bottom of the sixth. Get you Gibson Long's numbers in a second. Two full deal with the number nine batter, Zach Watson. Start, first pitch, and Watson fouls it off right side. Nothing in one to open. Gibson Long fired six innings. He gave up five hits and five runs. Only two of them were earned. He struck batters and walked only one. He allowed two home runs, both to Connor. All five of Bowie's hits have been just two batters. Next pitch. Watson watches a called strike on the inside at two. Watson is 0 for 2 on the day. Reached on an error in the fifth and scored. As Shentu peers it and holds set at the waist. Swing and a miss. Three pitch. Seventh strikeout overall for pitching. Yeah, Shentu, a 5'9", 170-pound, 25-year-old right-hander. Florida, 36th-round draft selection in 18. Erie, he's made 41 appearances. 4-2 record, a 3.10 ERA, 49 and a third inning. 61 strikeouts, only 15 walks. He's allowed six home runs. First pitch to Darth Hernandez is bounced to third. Picked up by Trey Cruz and sent to first time. 5-3 put out, two way. Bowie does not have it since Connor Norby's three-run run, and Norby bats now. The only other base runner for Bowie was Haskin, who got hit by a pitch and taken out on a double play. Only sent the minimum to the plate since Norby homered. He did it now. 3-for-3 day. Pitch home. He watches a call. Fastball on the lower inside corner. It's 1. Two home runs ripple for Norby. He got thrown out at third base on a ground ball. Here's the 0-1, and he bounced high to second. Should end the inning. Navagato gloves and fires to first. Three up, three down. Time to stretch. A 5-5 game. You're listening to Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bayside and future stars of the Baltimore at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autograph bats, all at great prices. Located in gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
On the Green and Corner Lawn Care Team, providing professional lawn care program for residential lawns. Our lawn care program ballpark quality results. Each service custom tailored with guaranteed results for office lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and mostly and effectively control insects and indoors this summer with On the Green and Go to onthegreen.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their team from the rest. Specialists also Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedists, nurse case managers, a therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Erie, as the Bay Sox need to hold line. They've not led by more than one at any point today, and both times Erie has game. Most of the time after the Bay Sox pitching had walked batters. As the Bay Sox make another pitching, Twin Hoffman will come out. The side off-hander replaces Adams. Stauffer was potentially pick up a win, but after allowing the run in the sixth inning, that's not half no decision for him on two innings. Hoffman faces off with Dane Myers. First pitch to the number two batter. Misses dead side. It's 1-0 to start. Thanks for Stauffer. He allowed only one hit, but one run. Four strikeouts. The run came across thanks to three walks. Didn't go a home run. Next pitch, and Myers bounces third. Holding back and gloving, Prieto. Bullet to first, and it gets there. So 1-0-3 put out, and now here's Parker Meadows. Nolan Hoffman, a 6'4", 190-pound right-hander, Rule 5 draft selection by Baltimore this past Seattle. On the season, he's made 13 appearances, gone 1.63 ERA, 17th third innings. First pitch to Meadows is lifted out toward left field, running on it toward foul territory, but it's out of play, and it's nothing and one to start. Hoffman had a couple of issues when pitching to this year. He's seen in a third total inning, 17 strikeouts, 5 walks, has not allowed a home run. But his strikeout-to-walk ratio against lefties has been a lot of... He usually misses down and in a lot because of that hard movement from the sidearm to the 0-1. Misses up and over, and it's a ball and a strike. But we put the ball into play. He has them at a much better batting average against than he does the right-handers. 1-1. Breaking ball for strike in the upper outside corner. It's 1-2. Meadows is 0-3 on the day, swinging back in the fifth inning. Going out to left field twice. Here's the one down and away. Run the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Now the 2-2. Bounced in front of home plate, and no one figured out what to do with it. Mayo and Hoffman couldn't agree. They both just stared at the ball, and Meadows reaches first base. Single. Meadows has hits in 4 consecutive games now. And here comes Pretty. Pretty on a 1-for-3 day. Single and scored the fourth. First pitch here is called strike. Fastball on the inside edge. It's in 1. The hope is right now. Coming off of Sunday's win for the Sox, even though the key players, or more specifically just key play in that win, was promoted to triple hook, is that maybe it had to change for Bowie, as the 0-1 is fouled off of Roberts. Nothing in 2. Because the Bay Sox have been a team to come back from deficits late in. They've been able to break ties at point games, yes. But we have not been the best for Bowie. They've not been a team to tie late deficit. So, in the bottom of the ninth inning with a home run, on Sunday, was very unlike them, even if it was just to do it at all. The OT fouled off, back to the screen, and the count stayed. So you have to hope that maybe it's the start of a new trend for the Bay Sox. Put together some more serious wins that they desperately need to hear. In Erie, the 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. The curveball inside Hoffman. And Naporti strikes out for strikeout for Hoffman. Ninth overall for Hoffman. And now here's Dylan. Well, the hope is here that the sidearm delivery really fooled because he's just not been pitching today. First pitch. Called a strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. Dingler has a season-high three walk, and he scored after every walk. I said he walked in the sixth inning. Maybe Bowie overthinking a little bit to him as the next bit. Misses up and inside. Ball and a strike. Because Dingler can flower at points. Of course, the 14th one is called a strike on the inside. It's one and two. At the very least, it looks like Hoffman is really understanding. Runner at first, 2-5 game in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-2. Called strike three. Dingler watched all three inside, and Hoffman sees a single at first base. On to the eighth inning here at UMC Park in Erie. 5-5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, find a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output device, scanning and workflow, to document security, and we understand people print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-021, or find out more how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
If you own or operate a building, or if you're a general contractor is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Fitters UA Local 602, highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, visit steamfitters-602.org.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation. Box seat at the ticket office with a proof and you'll only pay half price. Your furry friend on Woof Wednesday. The best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 and Bud Light drafts with other beer spills throughout the year. And live music night started. It's always a great ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Fans, don't forget about our friends at Pest Now. They've been a proud partner of the Bay some time, and they provide pest control systems for Prince George's Stadium, so you know they're reliable. For all your pest control needs, with termites, mosquitoes, any pest control, give them a call. Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pest.com. As we move to the eighth inning here at UPMC Park, the Seawolves are already making a change. Yaya Shentu, seventh inning on six pitches. He struck out the first batter on three, got a ground out on the first pitch batter, and a ground out on the second following batter. So a perfect inning with one out from Shentouf, and that's all they asked him. As the Seawolves go left-hander, Adam Wolf takes a little bit of starting experience for Wolf this season, so he could potentially the remainder of this game. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, and the first pitch to Cesar Prieto is called a strike, low and away, nothing in one. Prieto for three on the day. Grabs the first, his last time up. After him, Hudson Haskin and Kobe Mayo. Next pitch, up the line toward left field. This slicing, though, gets out of play. And it's no balls and two strikes. As Bowie needs something to go their way, someone else, these last two innings. Five hits, and they belong to just two batters, Connor Norby and Elk. The 0-2 pitch. And Perillo just gets ahead on the curve and fouls it off to the right side. Was able to slow it up a little bit, pull it over. And the count stays at balls and two strikes. Adam Wolf, 6'6", 225-pound, 20 from Milan, Ohio, fifth-round draft selection in 2018. Fires two inside to Prieto, and it's a ball in here. On the season, Erie, Wolf has made 28 appearances, 5-3, with a 2.8 RA. Again, some strikes in there as the 1-2 pitch. Fouled off, hits off of the screen to left side, and Prieto is staying alive, as he's so well to do. 80 strikeouts for Wolf against 35 walks, about six home runs. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And Prieto bounces it to second. A curl by Andrew Navagato and sent to time. Erie pitching is the minimum over 11 consecutive batters for Norby's three-run home run. This is where Bowie really starts to run into problem differential, just their average run scored. Even if you want to look past differential, which can be a little more difficult on, and just their average run scored after the sixth inning is a dramatic drop for Hudson Haskin as a curveball that misses out away. One ball and a strike to start. In the sixth inning of games this season, and in the seventh inning, Bowie has scored 7 runs each. That's at least the strength. That is the 1-0. It is swung on and missed outside. It's 1-1. But drops in the eighth inning to only 69 runs. And then in the ninth inning, a dramatic drop-off. You, of course, remember home wins. There's no ninth inning there. As the 1-1 is bounced up the baseline, but foul. A ball and strikes. But in the ninth inning of their games this year, Bowie has only scored 20. And that includes the 2 runs for on Sunday. Was 28 runs are the fewest in the Eastern League by far. Here's the 1-2. Haskin watches outside. A curveball opens it up at 2. It's just simple. The eye test follows. The numbers follow it. It's a team that quiets down the fifth inning. The 2-2. Haskin flinches on a high fastball, and it's full. That's part of the reason why has the most off losses in minor league baseball here. Is that they've not been able to build large enough leads at points. The 3-2 Haskin reaches ahead on a curveball and fouls it off to the left side. Count stays full. Players in this lineup, only Adam Hall has a better batting average in the 8th and 9th innings this season. His overall season average. The 3-2. Called strike 3. Watches a fastball in the upper inside. And 9 in a row retired by Erie Pitting. First strikeout for Wolf, overall for the Seawolf staff. And now here's Kobe Mayo. For 3, hit into a double play in the 5th inning. As the first pitch home, pinned him. Did that get his angst behind him and got his ankle? Mayo will take first base. Wolf Wolf absolutely intend for that to happen. Just completely lost the on that offering. Don't want to misspeak on something like that. But it will lead to Gabe Alvarez, you know, ask a little clarification on that. The home plate umpire was quick to make the decision, and looks like the decision has been well enough. Alvarez has headed back to the dugout. So that's the hit by pitch of the game. Hudson Haskin got beaned by 1 in the 5th. This, of course, much more easier on the and on the body. But the first runner of Bowie since Haskin got hit by a pitch in the Now here's Adam Hall. First pitch in hander, and he bounces it deep in the hole. Backhanded on the grass by Workman. And first, in time. Bowie has gone just a little 3 full innings since their last base hit. We go to the bottom of the 8th. We're top 5. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take a Sox game is with a group outing at Georgia Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites and decks around the ballpark. Group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your outing by calling 301-464-880 or going to Sox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bay Sox and provide their pest control for all your residential and commercial pest control needs. Call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us on at www.pestnow.com.
From bug bites to burnt fevers to flu and bruises to broken bones, care is on the corner at Patient First. In to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription sight, and most major insurance are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First is you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, prep partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
The 8th inning here in Erie as the Bay Sox still need to hold line. They trailed by 3 at one point, but they had two separate one leads. And as we're tied at 5, Nolan Hoffman will take his second inning of relief, facing off against 6, 7, and 8 in the Erie lineup. Leadoff batch Workman, switch hitter bats lefty, is 1-for-3 on the day. But the 3-run home run in the 4th inning was a big blow at the time. Pitch in, and Workman watch down and away. It's 1-0 to start. As noted, Hoffman does a little bit around against the left-handers, more so than right-handers. And he did give up a single. Meadows. Here's a liner to third, scooped at the shoelaces by Cesar. And he gets it off of one base in time. 3 put out on a tough ball in on the grass by Cesar Pareto. Good play. So one gone, and Andrew Navagato. Navagato 1-for-3. First pitch in, and he swings through a breaking ball inside. It's nothing in one. It was a high double for Navagato back in the second inning. He's struck out twice since. As we're tied at 5 here in the 8th inning in Erie. Next pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Toward right center field. Watson sprinting, and they stop it. Adam Hall and one figured out. Watson fell. Hall had to scramble in the last minute. It hit off his wrist. That's an error. Second error for Hall in 11 games in right field. It's a go-ahead run in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the 8th. Things are just not clean for Bowie today. Not put it that bluntly, but it's simply the case. To walk 6 batters from your staff, have 3 of those walk, especially from one batter who does not walk often. This pitch here is outside Packard. Packard game-tying double back in the 6th inning. Bottom of the order for Erie has done a lot of the damage today. They've actually done all of the damage, except all 5 RBI. Next pitch. This is it. Imagine Hoffman a nibble at the edges right now. His left-hander. And he's going to have to face a left-hander after this in Trey Crew. And even then, it's another left-hander out with Daniel Cabrera. So you don't want to back yourself into a corner. The 2-0. Bounce back to the mound. Picked it short, low. They're not going to third, but he was too late on it. Had first. Navagato advanced. Packard is put out 6-3. And now here's the lefty. Trey Cruz, switch hitter lefty, go-ahead run at third base. 2 outs here in the bottom of the 8th. Well, this place will pretty much dictate if we see a bottom of the 9th or not. If there's an opportunity to see a bottom of the 9th, I should say. As we've sat tied at 5. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the neck. Fastball misses high. On a strike now on Cruz. 0-for-1 day for Cruz, but with 2 walks. The 1-1. Swinging up, breaking ball down. It's a ball and 2 strike. Runner at third. An error. Right field by Adam Hall. A productive out into third base. But now with 2 outs, Hoffman came to the 9th, tied at 5. 1-2 pitch. Down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Interested to see if Hoffman even feeds something on here. Again, 2-hander, which is still a little dicey for him. Wide stance before he hit the waist. Hoffman sends in the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Hoffman's 3rd strike strands that error at 3rd base. And we're on to the 9th. Bowie has 7, 8, and 9 set to bat. High 5 game. You're listening to Base Sox Ball.
If you own or operate a facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there's no doubt that for you to have the best trained, qualified people working for you. Main Fitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty pipe services to the various customers served. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters602.org.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless that will bring your baseball memory to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game, country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today. BaseballHall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists, basers, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out and rest. Specialists also helps at Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from workers' compensation insurance companies. Services team includes orthopedic surgeon, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn or connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Top of the ninth inning here in live game at UPMC Erie. Bowie's had a couple of chances today, but never able to build it. One run lead. Erie has just enough to keep this game in there potentially as they make a pitching change. Wolves are going with individual innings, three different relievers. Yaya Shin one, Adam Wolf tossed one. They both worked it scoreless, and now Kirsten Moreno takes over. Erie has not allowed a base hit. Norby's three-run home run in the fifth. The only base runners they've allowed have been five pitches since. Nine will bat with Cody Roberts did off, 0-for-2 with a walk. Adam Wolf had a scoreless eighth with a strikeout and a hit by pitch. That was it. Righty on righty as Moreno works to split down the middle of the rubber and sets up against. Fires the first to Roberts and it's a fastball called for strike at edge. It's nothing and one. You know. 8-foot, 218-pound, 26 right-hander from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. He's on his second stint in the Tigers organization. Got released at point after signing as an international free following a surgery. Re-signed in 20. The 0-1 called for strike. Fastball on the upper inside corner. It's nothing. Moreno on the stint for Erie has made 41 appearances. 2-1 record, a 3.09 RA. 46 2/3 innings. 74 strikeouts. The 0 bounces in. Robert off, and it's a ball and two strikes now. 31 for Moreno. He's allowed four home runs. Run into some trouble with the left-handers, but he only has one on roster. That's Cesar Prieto, the 1-2. Going to deep drive out toward the left field wall. Packers running back. He's looked, watching it bounce in front of the wall. Roberts will turn it first and head to second. Lead off double. Roberts has 18th of the season. Throws up the horns for the out. And now the Bay Sox might be able to here with their first base hit since Connerby's three-run home run. First base hit for anyone not named D or Welk. And Welk steps in. Welk had a double in the fifth inning and scored. He singled in the second inning and was left-handed at first. He also struck out 6, 2-for-3 overall. But it leads to an instant battery visit with the catcher Dylan Dingler coming out to have a conversation. Moreno, well-tenured with this team specifically. There are a couple of well-known names. Erie bullpen. Moreno is one. Joe Navalon has been here quite some time. Yaya Shentu has been here for about a year and a half now. But Moreno's longest year by a long shot. He's coming off of a scoring in Harrisburg last week. Didn't give up a hit, didn't out. Here's the first pitch to Welke. Square pulls back, though, on a low fastball. Came in at 95, 1-0 to start. This is one of the other factors that he has had to deal with all season. And it's just of the way that the organization has built this roster. Had some positives and some negatives as the 1-0. And it gets by. Back on a low and away fastball. Roberts advances to third on pitch. And the sack is now unnecessary. Runner at third. And no one out with a 2-0 count on. The point I was getting to quickly is that Bowie constantly faced pitchers much older than them. And a lot of times that physical maturity has over Bowie batters at points. But constantly the base is able to rise to the occasion and get some power. The infield plays in with a runner at third and no one out. Throw pitch to Welk. Swing and a miss, but a guy! Roberts is coming home and he'll score. Back-to-back sliders from just split the wickets of her. Two wild pitches. Bay Sox lead 6-5. That is far the least pretty way to done, but it's done. And it's 3 on a Welk. 6-5 lead now in hand. The Bates can start to think about a save situation of the ninth. Next pitch, Welk. Swinging him foul side. It's 2, rather. I said it was 3-0. I completely missed that Welk swung at that pitch. That cop. I was so focused on the runner sprint. But of the base hit and arm tossing as the two swung on and missed for strike three. Down and away on Welk. He's out for the second time today. Moreno logged the ninth overall for Erie pitching. First guess is heck in the bullpen. And that's the correct assumption. Perez is starting to take on what you could call a closer role for Bowie this year, even though the Bay Sox have never had a close season. They've never decided to designate one. Here's Zach Watson, first pitch inside. Fastball starts out at 1-0. And we can discuss why Bowie has never designated a closer when we get to the bottom of the ninth. But now that Perez is here with his tenure and his experience at the higher levels of the minors, it makes the 1-0 to Watson is swung on and missed out 1-1. Watson reached on an error in the fifth inning, and he scored on a 3-run home run. He's 0-for-3, however, all. Bases empty, 1-1 to Watson is swung on and missed. It was chasing on a low slider, strikes. Part of that physical maturity leads to guys like Gerson Moreno just have devastating pitches. There was a point where he was a highly rated prospect in the Tigers organization, but of course injuries derailed that. Had to get that surgery that led East briefly before being re-signed, but his still there when it's on. The 2-2 misses down and away, was off of it this time, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Because again, if you don't recall, Captain Erie last season, so I had plenty of Gerson Moreno, and I was able to see him 9-0. What he was capable of working. The 2-2, and swings and misses on the slider. And this is what it looks like. Starts up and in, and by the end of your swing, it's pretty much the other batter's box. Moreno makes it work. His second strike. And up at the lineup for Daryl Hernandez. Chipped on for the right-handed hitter, first pitch, and he swings through a high fastball. 96 from Moreno. For 4-day for Hernandez, but he did pick up a reaching on an error in the fifth and driven in a run regardless as the 0-1 is called a strike on the inside and is leaned into it, thinking about swinging, put it the whole way through, held the bat the entire time, and it was still called for anyway. Nothing in two. Bases empty, the Bay Sox lead by one. The 0-2, down and away, it's a ball and two strikes. We look to the bottom of the ninth inning as Hector Perez will most likely take the frame. He'll face off against the Erie lineup. Daniel Cabrera, Dane Meyer, Parker Meadows. Out of those three, they have one base hit in infield singles. Now the Wise fouled off. Came in just too low, a fastball, and the count stays at Mike's. But again, Bowie led this nothing. Game was tied at 1, trailed 4-1. Put on 4 in the fifth to lead 5-4. The 1-2, Hernandez watch Mike 3. Three balls from Moreno. He's out the side in the ninth, but not before disaster to open. And consecutive wild pitches. Bowie leads 6 as we go to the bottom of the ninth. That's for Hector Perez and a save. Back after this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is, really, what we do and how much it is you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-so2.org and let's talk how we can bring value to you.
Sky Blaze by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with giant fireworks shows following Bayside all season long. We will give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter displays include traditional shows, true musicals, custom choreographed lights, more. The night sky is just, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online at ypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box ticket office with a proof of service and you'll pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 6:30. $2 Bud and Bucks with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Sox.com.
Mean it just about every time I said it. It's a pleasure to have you along for the podcast each night. Move to the bottom of the ninth inning here at U Park in Erie. Matt Sabatis with you from the northwest corner of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Lead 6-5 in the ninth. They took the lead in the top of the frame. And now Hector Perez come on and try to earn a save. He faces the top three in the Erie. Daniel Cabrera to lead off in the first pitch. On and missed. High fastball, nothing in one. Nolan Hoffman is done for the day, and he's in line for a win. Two scoreless innings for Hoffman with one hit, no walks, three strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, this is inside. On a strike on Cabrera. After him, Dane Myers and Parker Meadows will bat. Cabrera is 0-3 with a walk. Infield laying him relatively deep. That's the 1-1. Bounces in, two balls and a strike. Perez, a 6'3", 223 right-hander, minor league free agent, earlier this year, fires the 2-1, and it's all. Gets behind home. Count evens up at two strikes here. On the seat, Perez has made seven appearances, gone 0-1 with a 4.15 ERA, 8 2/3, 14 strikeouts and three walks. Right, sets at the chin. The 2-2. Bounce back to the mound, but it's Pappa. Tough play at second. Norby fires to first, and it's in time. Fortunately, it didn't hit off of the pitcher or really any part of the mound. That would have killed its momentum. Norby was able to get on it fast enough to throw out Cabrera 40. One away. And now Dane Myers. Perez had out two home runs this year. Two of them solo shots. And he has blocked. That's his only loss of the year. Pitch to Myers. And it's a called strike. Fastball on the lower inside. It's nothing in one. But it's only two save opportunities for him. He converted the other one. Here's the 0-1. Myers swings and misses on a low and inside slider. Nothing in two. This is coming off of his other save against Donna. Back on the 24th when he won 7-5. He worked around a leadoff in single to finish scoreless with two outs. The 0-2. Swinging a poke into the plate. Perez bare hands first and it gets by. But Fortune's backed up. Oh, off the bag. Myers to go to second base. And Norby tagged him out. Myers was safe. He rounded after the got by, and Norby tagged him out for the second inning. That is a real. And now Gabe Alvarez has been tossed. The manager is ejected as Eric nearly had the tying run on base, but that slight miscue has led to the second out of the inning. Has got his word in. He got, and now he's headed back to the dugout, collect his things, and back to the clubhouse, which. If you've seen a game at this ballpark, you know it's going to take a while. But Myers is put out. So that will go down as a single for Myers. But he's going to be put out. But will be ruled as a 1-4. At the very least for him, he does not care about this superlative right now. And I understand the care. But in a hit streak of 9 consecutive games, I'll tell you that much. But now with two outs, the first pitch to Parker Meadows is swung and missed. Nothing in one start. That is a critical call, and I imagine Erie is going to be bitter about it for the remainder of the series. The 0-1. Fastball called for strike in the upper outside. It's nothing in two. As Boone 6-5 here in the bottom of the ninth. Chance for Perez to finish the save. The 0-2 pitch. Swing, a miss for strike three. Bowie Bay Sox are winner once again. One of the test games of the season. It's one of the most important series of the season. And Bowie takes down Erie 6-5. We've got a little bit to discuss. Bay Sox postgame coming up soon. Back after this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous, we want you to feel your best. Summer, take the time to catch up on your annual screenings. Visit us at our Annual Medical Center, Doctors Community Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scan workflow, to document security and storage, understand people print. Not prison. Give DCA Imaging a call, 1-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Image.com. DCA Image Systems, office technology made.
Dealer's Choice Flex Packs with the buoys. The best value to see the best games at Georgia Stadium. You could save up to 30 on your selected seat from day one. A number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange accounts and suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a free collectible at your first home game. Get your pack now by calling 3464-4865. Heading online to BaySox.com.
It takes time to get rich purple coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind the flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. Royal Farms makes the freshest and best in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Time for the Bowie Bay Sox post. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Well, that was quite an interesting game at UPMC Park this evening. Fully enough, it ends in a Bowie Bay Sox win as the Bay Sox open up the most important series season against the Erie Sea Wolves in a 6-5 game that saw itself tied into the ninth and nearly had a tying run on with only one out in the bottom of the ninth. There's a lot to break down, to discuss, really just look into doing this one. Oh, goodness. Matthew from UPMC Park, thank you so much for keeping us. As we get rolling here from EPA, we'll recap this game, then look at the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams did, as well as the Orioles organization. So we recap, go all the way back in time to the far away. 6:07 p.m. when first pitch from Sawyer Gibson Long to Daryl Hernandez. First double-A game for Hernan. First pitch he saw was grounded over 2 bases, and he was put out 5-3. Tanner Norby was up to bat, and after a 1-2-1 count, rather, Norby immediately gave Bowie the lead. 2-1 pitch, and crushes it. Deep out to right field. Is back at the warning track, and this is gone. Connor Norby says goodbye. His 13th home run of the season. Another first-inning blast, and Bowie leads 1-0. So Norby was able to get a base Sox, and in the bottom of the first, Brenfy paid him back with a perfect frame around 16 pitches. After quick strikeouts in the second inning, Bowie did get on, but they couldn't do anything with it. Bottom of the second inning, after a one out to Dylan Dingler, Brennan Hanna gave Erie the chance today with two outs. Andrew Navagato was able to double. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive left field up the line. The corner, and it's down. Big chance here for Dingler. He rounds third. He's coming home. Throw to the plate. It hits him. It hits Dingler, and he scores. The game is tied at 1. You know, I've not been on baseball long enough. I know Tommy Lasorda that said at one point, I've lost more baseball games than you've seen in your entire life, something along those lines. But in my tenure, a relay throw actually hit a runner square in the back like that. I suppose you could say a pretty accurate getting it to the plate, but that just wasn't meant to be, and the game was tied out of his RBI double. In the third, Connor Norby picked up a one-out but was thrown out on a ground ball to second base. It ruined a big opportunity for the base side. And after a scoreless bottom of the third and top of the fourth, Erie was able to capitalize against Hanafy. Single by Quincy Naporti. Dylan Dare drew another walk, and Gage Works served up a big home run. First pitch, and he cracks it out toward deep right center field. Running back, he's looking up. Close, 3-1 home run. Erie leads. So that one really took a lot of the wind out of the sails. Looked like Bowie was in a lot of trouble as they 4-1. But in the top fifth, Erie's defense, something went wrong. Dobie Welk led off with a double. Zach Watson reached on an error by top. Gage Workman tried to field the ball, thought about going to third. Jane Mine wanted to go to first, but didn't actually have the ball yet. He was moving his hands and his glove, missed the ball. It hit off his wrist and was safe. And that's when Daryl Hayes stepped up. He had an opportunity to maybe run. He grounded a ball to third, and that's when the defense struck again. The 1-2. He reaches and pokes it to third. They might have had a play at the... But instead, they throw it to first, and Cruz threw it high. Cruz second-guessed himself, allowed the run to score, and couldn't get it properly. Hernandez with an RBI here in his debut, and the Bay Sox get one. It's 4-2. So a two-run deficit now, and with errors, Bowie was trying to make the most of the opportunity. Been absolutely gifted, and Connor Norby made sure that he would capitalize on that. And then first pitch to Connor Norby is swung, cracked out toward deep left center field. Knows it's running back a long way. Chrome, it's gone. Connor Norby said bye. His third multi-home run game. Go ahead, three-run shot in the and Bowie leads 5-4. a massive home run derby, his third multi-home run game, two home runs and a triple, his three plate appearances. What a start for Norby here in this series. Sure, Bowie had a chance. In the bottom of the fifth, against Adam Stauffisch out of the bullpen, Erie got a leadoff walk, but stranded that runner at second base. And after Norby's three-run home, Bay Sox offense shut off some time. Went down in the sixth, again in the seventh, and eventually got a hit by pitch, but no runners in the eighth. That gave Erie enough time. In the bottom sixth inning, Dingler again led off with a walk. After two quick strikeouts by Adam, Bryant Packard came up and regained. 2-1, I hammered out toward deep left center field. Watson curling around, he slides, but it's all. This is score, Dingler. Walking batters. Third time today, Dingler has scored either a tying or run. It's 5-4. Ooh, that was a bit of frustration, we'll admit, and it will be perhaps addressed in a couple of days, but my goodness, Dylan Dingler with season-high three walks today. His score after all three walks was somewhat heartbreaking, especially as the game became tied at 5. As the Bay Sox offense had continued to hold quiet through the 6th, 7th, and 8th, Erie was constantly threatened. Had Packard at second base in the 7th, and Adam Stauffer walked the following batter, but was able to escape the frame. In the 7th inning, when Nolan Hoffman took over, the sidearm hurler worked to be an infield single in the 7th. In the 8th, gave up an error. Well, he didn't give up the error. There was an error that two bases to Andrew Navagato with only a ground ball pushed him to third, but Hoffman was able to strike out Trey Cruz to end the inning. In the top of the ninth against Gerson Moreno, Cody lifted a leadoff double to the left wall and then advanced to third on a wild pitch with Toby Welk at the plate. Welk ahead, two balls and no strikes. Roberts, I mean, didn't need much. Moreno just gave it a 2-0 pitch to Welk. Swinging a miss by Roberts is coming home. Score. Back to back from Moreno. Just split the wickets of the catcher. It's wild pitches in the Bay Sox. 6-5. Perhaps less clean ways to get it done. Especially what we really did was just get Cody Roberts. And then Gerson Moreno did the rest, but had the lead. And in the bottom of the inning, Hector Perez came on for the save. Daniel Cabrera grounded out to open the frame. And then Dane Myers, a single toward them, picked up by Hector Perez, but he threw it low, and it got past Kobe Mayo at first base. Fortunately, Connerby backed it up. Meyer rounded first base. And again, if you round first base, this is a rule that's been popping up a little bit more for seeing some highlights for it. Runner rounds first base, then they become alive, and you're allowed to slow down through first base as long as you don't round and intend try for second at any point. If you don't, you're fine. But first base umpire says that Myers took a slight round to second base, intended to try for the base, at which point he was a live runner, and Norby, after backing up that ground ball, tagged Myers out, second out of the inning. Well, it could have been a tying run at first base, one out, instead kept the bases empty with two outs, and Hector Perez was able to sit down Parker Meadow, close out the Bowie win. The new pitch, swing and a mike three! The Bowie Sox are winners once again! One of the tenses of the season to kick off one of the most important series of the season. And Bowie takes down 6-5. So your final box score, Bowie 6 runs on 6 hits with 1 error, 4. Erie scores 5 runs on 6 hits with 2 errors. They left on 7. Nolan Hoffman is the winning pitcher. He moves to 2-1. Moreno takes the loss. He falls to 2. Hector Perez the save in this year. Game was played in 2 minutes in front of a paid attendance at UPMC in Erie of 1,680 with the loss, or with the rather, Bowie moves to 61 in the on the season, a two-game winning streak, as the Bay Sox are now 20-32 on the road, 19-25 in games to one run. With the loss, Erie 72-49 on the season, their three streak is over. The Seawolves are now 36-22 at home and 18-21 ended by one run. In the second half, Bowie and Erie are tied. The Bay Sox are 34-18, while Erie is 33-19. The two teams coming into today tied for first Southwest Division, which means Bowie will one-game lead. We'll look around the rest of the division and the rest of the Eastern League, see how the standings hold up, and with teams third through sixth, of course, and get you some scores around the Orioles Nation as well. As we break now, we'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox.
From sprains to stitches, throats to stomach aches, and muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Lab tests and prescription drug site and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, Patient First here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, a partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, as the baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, the Bay Sox football kickoff, Prince George's Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the pro season, the Bay Sox are giving away a special Adley Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played college football before the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 150 fans ages 13 and up. Be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday, September 9th. It's at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign, anyone can get the smile they've always had. Flexible payment options. With the country's leading orthodontist right here in the area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's esmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of Bowie Bay Sox.
Back one final time here to UPN Park in Erie as we're wrapping up base game following a 6-5 win over the Erie Seawolves, putting them into first place in the Southwest. As we take a quick look around the rest of the Eastern League, get you some of the scores that are still in action with only game final as Hartford and Reading, a bit of a slow one out to Dunkin' Donuts Park. It's tied at 3 in the bottom of the New Hampshire and Portland, they're moving along as well. Portland leads 5-4 for the 6th. New Hampshire has been just chipping away. They have runs in of the first 5 innings, just individual run frame. Harrisburg and Richmond got hit because of some rain, and Harrisburg is leading 5-3 in that one. And there was a postponed game today. Binghamton had a little bit of rain. They've not announced a makeup date for that one just yet. Of course, they've got a week to try and plan that out. Of course, the score that Bowie is paying attention from this series, of course, is Altakrin, as the Rubber Ducks are on the cusp in the playoff race right now. Came into today 4 games out, but a 5-run 6th inning for the Altoona Curve gave them the win. 7-5 there. Bowie gains ground, of course, on Erie, but they do so on Akron as well. So Bowie ends the day sole possession of first place, 1 game of Erie. Akron is still in 3rd place, but they are now 5 full games out. And Altoona staying pace with Bowie would there remain 6.5 games out at the end of the day. Orioles organizational side of things, there are games going on. Gunnar Henderson's been a good day for AAA Norfolk as they host Valley. 5-0 Norfolk leads as Henderson has 3 hits and a stolen base. He stole home, and Phillips actually just picked up a solo home with the Tide, so they're doing pretty Aberdeen had to postpone their game today. There was a lot of rain. Just pretty much all around D.C., and they postponed it pretty early, so they'll try and make up their game with Hickory, the Rangers affiliate. Delmarva, a good day with Fredericksburg right now. The runs in 4 of the first 5 innings. Trail 6-3 in the bottom of the 6th. See if they can maybe turn their luck around to the final 3 innings of that one. But of course, the score we care about most on this part of Bowie's, and it was a good one, as the Ducks take down Erie today 6-5. These two sides will meet again tomorrow as this 6-game series continues. The Bay Sox will try to make it throw as Cade Povich tosses for Bowie. Left-hander is 1-0 with a 6.30 ERA. Herder will go for right-hander is 0-1 with 1.00 ERA, but he is second double-A start, so that number is a little bit exaggerated. Five first pitch tomorrow for the final day of August means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 5:45. That's going to do it for us. Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. Spent 2 weeks there. Get used to saying it so often. Matt Sabatis with you from UPMC Park here in Erie, saying thank you so much for stopping by this evening. Where the Bay Sox take down the Erie Wolves 6-5. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bay Sox Baseball. We hope today's game, and join us next time for another exciting broadcast soon. This has been a presentation of Bowie Bay Sox.